Good evening. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We're at Tipton High School. We're going to talk right now with head coach of the Western Panthers, Mr. Alex Stewart. Great to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
I tell you what, I watched your warm-ups right there. I said you finished up. You had guys jumping up, touching the crossbar. That's not legal anymore.
We're just getting loose, getting warmed up, getting fired up for the game.
I understand that. Hey, coach, I'm going to mention, big game tonight. If you get a win, you're going to win the Hoosier East outright. If you don't get a win, you'll still win the Hoosier East because Lewis Pass, you beat them and Hamilton Heights also.
Yeah, we own the tiebreaker. You know, obviously we'd like to get a W tonight and win it outright, but, you know, we've got to play a good ball game against a good Tipton team.
So, Coach, you said we could talk about this. We're going to talk about the Carroll Cougars. That's your high school. Carroll Cougars are currently 7-0. They're number 5 in the coaches poll and the media poll. Talk about you still being a fan.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I'm a fan because it's my school, and I'm also a fan because my good friend Blake Bessner is the head coach over there. My high school coach, John Hendricks, is now the offensive coordinator. I know a lot of guys that are on staff over there. They're doing a great job, and they're having a great year.
Absolutely. I'm going to talk about the game now. We'll talk about Vince Hooper. He's a junior quarterback. You'll face him on offense and defensive end on defense.
Yeah, he's a great player. He's a big, strong kid. He's got a strong arm. You know, he's just another guy in the long line of great Tipton quarterbacks.
You're going to see him, Eli Carter, in the backfield. I know you guys have scouted him without question.
Yeah, this is the third year in a row we faced him. He's a tremendous player, you know, maybe the best overall back we've seen all season, so he's going to be a tremendous challenge for us.
He's a good athlete. Let's talk about Deglin Plink. I'll be mentioning his name a lot tonight. He's your tailback, outside linebacker, your punter, your field goal kicker, your kick returner, and your punt returner. He's an athlete.
Oh, absolutely. Devin's a tremendous athlete. You know, he's a 3-sport kid for Western. You know, he's a football wrestler, baseball player, tremendous player for us. He was our all-purpose player of the year last year as a sophomore. He started for us as a freshman, and he's having a huge year for us this year as a junior.
We'll talk about Mitchell Nepley. I know Tyler Nepley was up in the booth. I talked to him. He's the brother of Mitchell. Mitchell's a senior. He's going to be your quarterback tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Mitch is having a great year for us. He's over 1,000 yards rushing so far already. He scored 15 touchdowns, and he's the leader of the team. He's the alpha male. He's doing a great job on both sides of the ball for us.
Last thing I'll bring up, you've got a lot of juniors and seniors on this starting lineup. You've got one sophomore, and that's number 5, Tyler Norman. I know Coach Berryman put him in for a pinch runner all the time in baseball as a freshman.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tyler played for us a lot last year as a freshman, got a couple starts for us at the end of the year. And he's doing a tremendous job so far this year as a sophomore. He scored several touchdowns. He's playing both sides of the ball. He's a key contributor on special teams, and he's a really special kid for us.
Coach, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. So we're going to walk this direction. Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to talk to Coach Toll here momentarily. They're going to do some pregame activity. That was Coach Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart, this is his 60th game to coach for the Western Panthers. He's working in his 6th season. And I'll mention he's an overall coach. This is going to be his 80th game overall. He's been a couple years at Northwestern. Got to meet him then. I think it was on the track we talked with him. Nick Zachary, myself, that was a good little talk. We had their interview for that ball game. So Coach Toll is working the linebackers right now. He's throwing some passes. We'll wait for him. Absolutely. Pretty good festive atmosphere. The lights are already on. They are tremendous lights. They are brand new. And I will mention Michelle Garmin speaks very highly of these lights. You can check out Michelle Garmin. She'll write an article about this game, and she's good. Check her out. That's right there on the Tribune. That's Michelle Garmin. They're throwing some passes right now. They're catching some. Blue Devils getting ready for the ball game. Coach Toll's still throwing a good ball. Tell you what, Coach Toll was a receiver. He throws a good spiral. Throwing some outcasts right now. Landon Spidell catching them. Taking turns right there is Isaiah Mahaney. I will mention some of these guys are sporting the pink, showing a little bit of pink. I'll mention Isaiah Mahaney has pink gloves on. His left sleeve is pink. He's got pink socks on. This is October. This is the month of awareness. It's cancer awareness, breast cancer awareness month, all month long. You'll see a lot of pink in the NFL. Last night, speaking of NFL, that was the Colts getting the win at Denver. It was a game of all field goals. Go figure. There was some turnovers in the game, but the Colts got the win in overtime. Doggone it, I do not get Amazon. Wish I did, but I'm probably not going to go through the steps that needed to be taken unless the Vikings are going to play. But anyway, probably won't get an Amazon for a while. Can't get that on DirecTV. And that's a multi-million dollar outfit. Amazon paid the NFL dearly to have the Thursday night ball game. That's a lot of dough. So they're still throwing some passes around the perimeter. Western Panthers are grouped up. Western Panthers are going to start with all juniors and seniors, with the exception of number 5, Kyler Norman. Kyler Norman will be their wing back and a cornerback, left side. He's 5'9", 165. As Coach Stewart mentioned, he did play last year as a freshman for the Panthers. And he did play baseball for Coach Berryman as a freshman also. So pretty brisk night tonight. Yesterday it got up to about 74. Cold front came in. Right now it's supposed to be about 52 degrees at kickoff. It's probably just above that right now. My ears are pretty tingling. Coach is going to walk out to the dugout. We'll see if we can talk to him here in a moment. I'll double check here. They're going to have a group session right there, the Blue Devils. Coach Cole. I said, I tell you what, Coach Cole, you still throw a good ball as a receiver.
Well, got to do something pregame. Earn my keep a little bit.
I got to ask you, are you going to wear those shorts for the whole game?
Yeah.
That's good. Remember Coach Enright from Southeastern?
Yeah. It's not cold. It's only in the 40s tonight.
That'll be all right. So I tell you what, Coach, you're going to face a pretty good team tonight. You're ready for them. I watched a little bit of practice from inside my truck. I don't know if you saw me there, but I mean, it looked like your practice this week was good.
We think our team's starting to grow up a little bit. We are a very, a very young team in comparison to the last couple. And this is week 8. We've got 6 or 7 games under our belt. I'd like to think we'll start to figure some things out. Part of the problem is we're playing really good teams every Friday. That makes it tough. Four of the last 5 games of Cass and LCC and Heights and Western are really good teams. I mean, they're teams that are very possibly all win a sectional. And, I just hope our young kids, we're trying to keep them in the program, tell them stay with us. Not every team we're going to play in the tournament is going to be the caliber of what you've been facing. And so hopefully we're moving in that direction.
Coach, absolutely, Coach. Coach, I went back and I checked out. The first time you played Webster was 2015. You racked up 4 in a row. You had some decisive wins. I'll mention the last 3 went to Western. But of the 7 games, you're 4-3 versus Western.
This is a very special rivalry to me, for numerous reasons. We played the very first sectional, 5-1. We won it at Western, 17-14, in a game I played in. It was a great, great ball game. We've had numerous really good ball games in tournaments, when we were both in 3A. They've gotten bigger, we've gotten smaller, so we don't meet in the tournament anymore, but my wife's out there for 20 years. My college roommate, his son's quarterback tonight. So, very special relationship, important game to us, and we certainly hope we play well.
Coach, you're going to face a multi-talented athlete, Deglin Fleek. I'm sure you know he's going to line up at a lot of positions.
He's a really, really good high school athlete, and that's going to be one of the biggest challenges to us tonight. Is we're going to have to tackle him, and he likes to come off the edge. and as an outside linebacker, so we're going to have to block him. We're going to have to tackle him. It's going to be a big key to the game.
You're also going to have Tyler Norman, the only sophomore that starts for Coach Stewart. He's going to be a cornerback and a wingback. He'll carry the ball.
Very, very difficult offense to defend. A lot of misdirection. We think we've got some things that maybe can be successful, but the bottom line is this: we're going to have to go nose to nose with them. What we say all week is we're going to check out how tough our kids are tonight. Weston's going to move the ball. They're going to get first downs. We're going to have to deal with some adversity. All of those things. It's about being resilient and playing together as a team. And if something doesn't go our way, then you get back and you do it better the next time. That's going to be the game.
Now, like you know this, but Western started out with three powerhouse teams and couldn't win either one of them, all of them.
Played very, very good ball clubs. I think Tri-West, Western Boone, and West Lafayette, all three. They'll play West Lafayette again next week. They're a 4A school, and they're playing in a they not only play the Hoosier Conference, but they're playing a 4A schedule, and for their sake, I hope that has gotten ready for a 4A sectional, which I think they can be very competitive in, and I wish them the best of luck there.
Coach, I mentioned you faced them in a lot of rain over there at Western. Terrible rain,
cold. I'm still cold, it was a tough game last year. In hindsight, and I think they would probably say the same thing. That certainly didn't help our cause. The weather conditions, but that's one of those things, and you got to overcome it. And we came up a little bit short last year, but it was a really good ball game in really terrible conditions. But it was a hard fought, very physical ball game. Hopefully, we'll get the same tonight.
Coach, I thank you very much.
Absolutely.
So we're going to walk this way. We'll go up in the booth. That was Coach Aaron Holm. And they played some John Fogarty right here. They're rocking and rolling. We hope that doesn't interfere too much with the voice speaking on this. We'll walk this direction. We've got a pregame upstairs. 23 minutes left on the pregame clock. We'll walk this direction. Let's step in there right now. Yeah. So we'll go this direction. We'll walk this direction. Up in the press box, climbing the ladder. Pretty nice atmosphere. I'm the first one up here. I know the Western Panthers coaches will be up here to my right. Tipped and Blue Devil coaches to my left. I know Tyler Nepley will be up here. Got to speak to him. We're going to plug this in. One moment, please. Okay. We're up in the press box. We'll see if Paula can give us a sound check. Probably be okay. Double check the girl. He seems to be having good fortune this week with this Samsung. Able to plug it in. We'll mention a little bit about this ball game. We're going to introduce the youth football right here. You may hear part of that on the PA. We'll go ahead and begin. We'll mention it. The game between the Western Panthers and the Tipton Blue Devils. The East Division matchup. We'll let you know a little bit about the Disney team on the scoreboard. That's the Western Panthers. Western High School was founded in 1949. They have a school enrollment of 840. They're Class 4A, Sectional 20. There are 8 in their sectional. They stack up like this. Kokomo, they're currently 7-0. Mississinawa, they're 4-3. Western Panthers are 4-3. Huntington North, 2-5. Muncie Central, they're 2-5. Jay County, they're 2-5. Frankfort Hot Dogs, they're 1-6. And Marion, currently 0-7. The principal at Western High School is Steve Edwards. The athletic director is Aaron Hyman. And the athletic secretary is Debbie Wilson. Debbie Wilson always instrumental for Western Panther sports. And put me in sports, we are thankful. We'll let you know Western High School is located at 2600 South 600 West, Richardville, Indiana, 46979. And that happens to be the city, the town that Mr. Waddell grew up in. Works with his father right there at the IGA store. That's Mr. Waddell. And we'll mention you can reach Western Panthers High School by telephone at 765-883-5541. On the web, it's WHSPanthers.com. On Twitter, it's at CoachStewart68. They're with the colors black, gray, and white. You'll see some red in there momentarily. You'll see some. We'll mention they're in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. Back home at Western High School, they have natural grass. Western Panthers are currently 4-3 on the season. They are 3 wins, no losses in the East Division of the Hoosier Conference. As an average, offensively, they average 31.6 per game. They give up defensively 23.3. The head coach is Coach Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart working in year number 6 at Western High School, 38-21 overall. This is his 60th game as the head coach of the Panthers. Overall, working in year number 8, 48 wins, 31 losses. He graduated from Carroll High School. That's the Carroll Cougars. And that was in 2006. He went to college at Georgetown. That's in Kentucky. 2010 graduate. Played football. And we'll mention the next game on the agenda for the Western Panthers is going to be next week. It's going to be at Western. They're going to have a second matchup with West Lafayette. That game will start at 7 p.m. That's next Friday, the 14th of October. We'll talk a little bit about the Tipton Blue Devils. Tipton Blue Devils, they have a school enrollment at 454. They're Class 2A, Sectional 36. There are 8 in their sectional. They stack up like this. Eastbrook. Eastbrook Panthers, they're 5-2. Eastern Comets, they're 5-2. They are at Sheridan tonight. Sheridan, 6-1. Alexandria in the Sectional 36. They're 4-3. Bluffton, also 4-3. Tipton, they're 3-4. Frankton High School, they're 2-5. Blackford, they're 1-6. And the Elwood Panthers are 0-7. The principal at Tipton High School is Rick Stilson. The athletic director is Corey Fernung. The athletic trainer is Burke Emmert. We'll mention Tipton High School is located at 619 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-7431. On the web, it's TiptonAthletics.com. On Twitter, it's at BlueDevil_FB. They wear the colors blue and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. Right now, the Hoosier Conference stacks up like this numerically. In the East Division, it's Western, followed up by Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Tipton, and Northwestern. In the West Division, at the top, it's West Lafayette, followed up by Central Catholic, Benton Central, Rensselaer Central, and Twin Lakes. Tipton Sports Complex right here, they play on synthetic field turf. The Tipton Blue Devils are 3 wins, 4 losses on the season. They're 1-2 in the East of the Hoosier Conference. They average offensively 27.3 points per game. They give up defensively 24 points per game. The head coach is Aaron Toll. Aaron Toll, his record at Tipton High School, 132 wins, 70 losses. He's coaching in his 18th year at Tipton. He went to high school at Tipton, 1990 graduate. He went to college at Indiana University, 1995 graduate. Next game on the agenda is going to happen next week. It's going to be the crossover game That'll be Friday the 14th. Here, 7 o'clock start right here at Tipton. So far, it looks like Rensselaer Central will be here next week. We'll mention a little bit about the conference. We'll talk about last week's ball games. These are the results for September 30th, last Friday night in the Hoosier Conference. We'll mention all the home teams got the win last week. Rensselaer was home with Benton Central. Rensselaer got the win 49-20. West Lafayette was home with Lewis Cass. West Lafayette 41, Lewis Cass 6. Western was home with Northwestern last week. Western got the win 55-20. Hamilton Heights was home with Tipton last Friday night. Hamilton Heights got the win 42-7. And Central Catholic Knights, they were home with Twin Lakes last week. Central Catholic got the win 49-7. Games happening tonight. That's in week number 8. Game night tonight, October 7th. It's like this. A 7 o'clock game tonight at Lewis Cass. Hamilton Heights, they're currently 5-2. They're 2-1 in the East. They are at Lewis Cass tonight, also 5-2. They are 2-1 in the East. That is a big ball game in the East Division, according to what's going to happen next week. And we'll mention another 7 o'clock ball game, Central Catholic at Benton Central tonight. Central Catholic 5-2. They're 2-1 in the West. Benton Central, they're 3-4 overall. They're 1-2 in the West Division. An 8 o'clock start tonight at Rensselaer. Northwestern Tigers, they're 1-6 overall, 0-4 in the East Division. We'll mention Rensselaer, they're 4-3 overall. They're 2-2. They finished up the West Division. At 7 o'clock start tonight, West Lafayette, they're at Twin Lakes. West Lafayette, 7 wins, no losses. They're 3-0 in the West. We'll mention Twin Lakes Indians. They're home tonight with West Lafayette. They're 1-6 and 0-3 in the West Division. The final 7 o'clock start tonight, that's right here at Tipton. Western Panthers, they're 4-3 overall. They're 3-0 in the East Division. Tipton Blue Devils, they're 3-4 overall. They're 1-2 in the East Division. And just thinking about this, about next week, we'll talk about this hypothetically. Hoosier Conference, if pairings were determined as of today for next week, they could, some of them, be this way. It would be like this. West Lafayette would be at Western next week. Central Catholic would be at Lewis Cass next week. Benton Central would be at Hamilton Heights next week. Rensselaer Central would be at Tipton next week. And Twin Lakes would be at Northwestern. They're going to sing the National Play the National Anthem. Tipton Blue Devils. We're going to observe right now and set this down. Tipton High School Band sounded marvelous. I'm not sure they were all there. There were quite a few of them out there. And that's our national anthem. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention a little bit about what's going to happen this weekend. this weekend on Sunday. Sunday is going to be the Perry Show for high school football. 2022 IHSAA Boys Football State Tournament. This is number 50, 50th state tournament for Indiana. Perry Show going to happen Sunday. This Sunday, the 9th. It's going to start at 5 o'clock Eastern time. It's going to be a two-hour program. You can only see it. It'll stream exclusively on IHSAATV.org. Again, that's IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Level and Paul Condry. We'll also mention complete pairings will be posted to the IHSAA.org. That's a little bit different. No TV in there. IHSAA.org. You can check out the posting following the conclusion of the sectional pairing show. So if you miss the show, you can tune in and you can go online and figure out where your team's at. That's the IHSAA.org. And we'll also mention the IHSAA football sectional dates for 2022. Class 5A and Class 6A, they will play on October 28th and November 4th. So they'll skip a week. They will play on the 21st of October. Not needed. 32 teams don't need that much space. They can skip a week. We'll mention in Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A, they'll play their sectional. It'll begin on October 21st. They'll play second round on October 28th. In the final round, sectional finals will be on November 4th. So that'll be a good outing right there. And then, say what, we'll just mention right now, last night, yesterday, all day, my favorite rock and roll star, I guess you would say, 15 years older than me, Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. He definitely is the quarterback of REO Speedwagon. He keeps things going. They're still touring. They just added about 8 new dates. I can't make any of them, but I'll mention on the 12th, next Wednesday, they're going to be at Wabash, the Honeywell Center. I'm not going to go, but I think that place is packed. I think it is actually sold out. I called about a week and a half ago, and they had 3 tickets left, but I didn't really want to spend $259 to sit on the third row. Quite a bit of funds. But anyway, they're making a tunnel right now. Chips and Blue Devils going to jog out here momentarily. They'll come across the track right there. Western Panthers are still in their makeshift locker room. It's across the way. I'm sure it makes a good locker room for them. It's pretty private. They can talk about their game. They can have a halftime discussion, and they can make it a fun time right over there. So we're getting ready for football, 7:38 on the game clock. And I will remind you that New Earth Festival, it happened September 24th and 25th. That was in Atlanta, the Earth Festival. It was very successful this year. Just want to remind you to check and set your calendar next year for the 4th weekend in September. They'll do it again. They'll have the Earth Festival there. They had 600 vendors there just a few weeks ago. And they had free entertainment. They had interactive learning for the younger generation, and they had a kid zone for the kids to have a lot of fun. So that was good. That was just the Earth Festival right there in Atlanta, Indiana. Pretty good place to go. Final weekend of September. And right there on Main Street, you can stop by there tonight. The Choo Choo Cafe. They're brand new. They've been there about 3-4 years. They're having a good time right there. Working with the crowd. Anybody walks in. I will mention, and right next door, they have a train shop. That's Mr. Muffin's Trains. And he'll find what you need. He'll go online. He'll sell you what you need. And they're making plans right now to expand. A train shop might move out to the country near his home in a pole barn, a barn setting. And they'll expand the Choo Choo Cafe And they'll have the over 21 crowd available to go in there. That's in Atlanta, Indiana, on Main Street, 165 South Main Street, and 177 at the other end of the town. So they're working it up right now, waiting for the Blue Devils to walk out, getting ready to jog out. We'll mention starting lineups for tonight's ball game. We'll mention offensively for Western. They'll start like this. Number 56, that's MJ Norman. He's a senior. He'll play the center position. He'll wear number 56. Right guard, number 58, another senior. That's Troy Conaway. He's 6'1", 205. I should say Mr. Norman is 5'8", 210, the center. At the right tackle position, number 65, Cole Armstrong. He's a junior class member, 6'1", 290. Tight end, right side, 6'1", 215. He'll wear number 1. He's a senior. That's Carter Jarvis. At the left guard position for Western, he's 6'2", 215. He wears number 71. He's a junior class member. That's Ashton Justin. The left tackle position, 6'1", 205. Wears number 53. Another junior class member. That's Brock Frazier. And tight end on the left side, he's 6'4", 230. He's a senior. That's Trey Stone. He'll wear number 36. In the backfield, the quarterback for Western, he's a senior, Mitchell Nepley. 6'1", 195. He'll wear number 3. In the backfield, the fullback, 5'11", 205. He'll wear number 12. That's Cade Epp. He's also a senior. Junior class member, he's a tailback. For Western, he's 6 foot tall, 180. That's Deglin Freak. Wears number 9. And at the wing back position, it's Tyler Norman. He's the only sophomore starter of the 22 starters for Western. He's the wing back, 5'9", 165. Tyler Norman wears number 5. Wimbledon offensively for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils at the center position wears number 66. Senior, that's Sam Prine, 5'10", 192. The right guard position, 6 foot 196, wears number 60. He might be the tight end again tonight. Anyway, that's Levi Burkett. Burkett wearing number 11, playing tight end the last couple of weeks for the Blue Devils. The tackle position, 6 foot 1, 219, wears number 65. He's a senior. That's Chase Higgins. Tight end position, that's number 31, Cole Hussey. Cole Hussey, a sophomore. He's 5'9", 155. At the guard position, left side of the line, number 64, Aiden Blair, 6 foot, 200. And we'll mention he's a junior class member. At a tackle position, at 6'4", 287. Number 57 is Jackson Withrow. He's a senior. At a wide receiver, 5'9", 150. He wears number 81. He's a senior. That's Zane Goodrich. And the other side, we'll mention 5'8", 151, wears number 20. He's a freshman receiver. That's Isaiah Mahane. And out beside him, it'll be number 10, sophomore Landon Spidell, 6'2", 172. And in the backfield, quarterback number 2, Ben Hoover. He's 6'3", 216. And the running back in the backfield most of the evening will be number 87, Eli Carter, 5'9", 185. Also running the football tonight, you'll see number 3, Sutter Griffin. He's a junior class member, 5'9", 165. So they're introducing the starting lineup for the Blue Devils. 1:48 on the game clock. We'll let you know what's happening tonight, Class 1A. Football, this is through 7 games. We're going to talk about some rankings right here. Ranked number 4 in 1A, that's the North Decatur Chargers. They are also number 4 in the media poll. They're 7-0. It's Class 1A. They're going to play 2A school tonight. They're 4-3. They will travel to Switzerland County. That's the Pacers. That's tonight. At number 5 position, this is in Class 1A, the Carroll Cougars. He's the alma mater for Coach Alex Stewart, Western coach. Anyway, the Carroll Cougars, they're at number 5 in both polls, coaches and media. They're 7-0 on the season. Tonight, they're going to be home with the Clinton Prairie Gophers. The Gophers are 5-2. And last team we'll mention, they're ranked number 10 in both polls in Class 1A. That's the coach poll and the media poll. That's the Sheridan Blackhawks. Sheridan Blackhawks, they're 6-1. They've rattled off 6 in a row. They lost first week to Western Boone. Western Boone ranked pretty well in Class 3A. And we'll mention the Blackhawks are home tonight. They're going to face the Eastern Comets. Eastern Comets, a 2A school. They're 5-2. That ought to be a good matchup. We'll hope for the good outcome of the Hamilton County school. So clock's rolling out. 2 seconds, 1 second. Whistle sounds off the scoreboard. We'll let you know this game is in part being brought to you by Larson and Sons Target Sports. They're at 408 South Main Street, Sheridan, Indiana, 46069. You can reach them by phone at 317-758-5886. Again, their number is 317-758-5886. They have new and used certified gun sales. They buy, sell, and trade. Gunsmithing and repairs are welcome at Target Sports. You can find them on Facebook at Larson and, that's A-N-G, Sons Target Sports. You can ask them about a local gun range for safe practice shooting. So they have the coin toss. They know who won the toss. They're going to adjust the teams right there on the east side of 50. And Western Panthers must have called the coin toss correctly, and they'd like to receive. Probably the first time this year we've seen that done. Usually the team that wins the coin toss wants to defer. Then the other team pretty much has to receive. They'll say they'll receive, because if they say they'll kick, then that's a mistake. That means they'll have to kick off for both halves. So they receive usually after a deferral. But they did not defer. Western Panthers are going to receive the opening kickoff. Dakota Ferg is going to place the block right there in the middle of the field. He's not going to go on a hash this time. Middle of the field, he's getting some good kickoffs.
All right.
He's really got a strong leg. He works as a soccer player during the week. A soccer might be concluded. He's going to back up 7 yards. Here comes the opening kick. It's going to be a swift kick on the surface. It's going to be picked up. It's going to be falling on at the 29. That ball was taken right there at the 29 by number 22, Brett Echelbarger. He's a senior, 6'2", 170. He lost the ball there just momentarily. It hit the surface again. He fell on it. So the Western Panthers are going to line up at the line of scrimmage. Probably going to see some tempo offense. May not see a lot of huddling from the Western Panthers. We'll find out. They're going to line up under center. Quarterback Mitchell Nethery. He wears number 3. He'll call the Cadence. I take that back. There goes shotgun. Shotgun. Nethery's going to get the first carry. They go up to get. He's going to run into a player right there and kind of stop his momentum. He ran into number 36, Trey Stone. He's going to pick up a good gain. He's going to pick up 7. He's going to be second down and 3. The lineup from the right hash. Ball's marked just outside the 35-yard line, Western territory. They'll run it right side. They'll get a first down. He's still on his feet. He's across the 50, inside the 40. He's going to get inside the 35-yard line. That was Daglin Pleak. Daglin Pleak was a conversation for both coaches in pregame. As Coach Stewart mentioned, he's probably the best athlete in Western High School. And there are 840 enrollment at Western. So Mitchell Nepley in the backfield. Calling the Cadence. They get the snap. They'll hand off to Daglin Pleak. left to right to get inside the 25 and mark him down near the 21-yard line.
That's a first down.
They'll move the chains. First down, Western. Ball spotted at the right hash. 21-yard line. Tipton territory. Tipton to the line. They're going to put about six on the line of scrimmage. At right end is Vancouver. Taking a shot down snap is Mitchell Nepley. He'll hand off to Jaglyn Cleek. They'll go left side, three hole. They'll get the ball down near the 10-yard line. They're going to spot it at the 12.5. 12.5 yard line. It's going to be second down. They're going to need a little more than two to pick up this first down. No huddle thus far for Western. Play clock at 22. Game clock at 10:14. First quarter, Tipton High School. Sure. Direct snap to Nepley. He'll run the ball. He'll go right side. He'll get inside the five.
Nepley on the run.
He took the carry about the six hole right side. Kept that ball protected. Going to spot him right at the 5-yard line. Going to be first and goal for Western. They're going to roll the clock. 10:02. Clock moving to check the wristband. Mitchell Nepley. Jaglyn Cleek in the backfield. To take the snap. Going to fake a wing back around, and Mitchell Nepley decides forward. He'll get it 6 yards. He needed five for the end zone. Touchdown, Western Panthers. Panthers put it in the end zone. 2 minutes, 11 seconds on the opening drive. Ball's going to be spotted there at the 10. Place kicker is Jaglyn Cleek. Jaglyn Cleek is a junior class member. Let's try the point after the kick variety. High snap. Let's put it back down. He still gets the boot through the uprights. That was a high snap and well placed. I believe that was number 5, Tyler Norman. The holder. Don't quote me, but I'm who's the guy's holder? Oh, I can check in who the holder is.
Tyler Norman.
Okay, that's what we thought. Thanks. Thank you very much. So that was Tyler Norman. He's the holder. Tyler Norman, the only sophomore, as mentioned, that starts for the Western Panthers. As Coach Stewart mentioned, he did play last year as a freshman. Pretty good athlete at Panthers High School. Looking ready for the opening of the kickoff for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils are going to have their first possession. We'll mention the moon is out there in the East territory. What a nice atmosphere. A lot of folks on hand. Got a cheerleader group out here. The youth cheerleaders. They are elementary, I'm sure, and under. And they're out there on the track right now, cheering to the home crowd. They're having a good time tonight. The Blue Devils back to receive. A deep man is Eli Carter. There comes the boot. Jaglyn Cleek. End. This short kick taken at the 17 by Carter. To try to get it back. He'll get it back to the 25.
Yeah.
They'll take it to the 17 down to the 25. The 8-yard return for Eli Carter. The Blue Devils will put in play right there at their own 25-yard line. Vancouver jogs out to the huddle. 9:43, clock stop, change of possession. 7-0 contest, Western in front. Opening kickoff, they drove it down. Didn't use a pass play. Put it in the end zone via the run. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Slot right, split left. They'll end up, they'll take it. Vancouver takes the carry. They get it across the 30 to about the 31-yard line. Going to pick up 6. On the carry. It's going to be second down 4. The Blue Devils, they have an ace of spades or more up their sleeve tonight. Coach Aaron Toll said they're going to try some stuff tonight, try to do some stuff that would be advantageous for a 2A school playing against a 4A school. Slot right, split left, short side of field. Shotgun formation, Vancouver. He'll take a hand off, he'll pass it in the flat. But you know, Zane Goodrich, he'll step by a would-be tackler. He'll pick up a first down. Good step after the catch for Goodrich. Right there to make the tackle after the good step was Zet Echelbarger, number 22, for Western. So first down, Blue Devils. Ball moves out. Ball moves up to the 42-yard line. Blue Devil territory. Blue Devils moving the football. First and 10. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Split out right. That slot left side. We're going to pitch it left to Eli Carter. He'll use the block. He'll try to break the corner there. He will. Flag's going to come in on the play. He went up the sideline and spotted momentarily at the 46-yard line. It's going to be a holding call against the Blue Devils. They spot the flag. Flag is about the 40 and a half. They'll take it back to about the 30 and a half. The Blue Devils will get the down over. It'll be first down. Blue Devils respot it. But they're just inside the right hash. Blue Devils are going from my left to my right. That's away from the scoreboard, from the north to the south. So the Blue Devils are going to face a first down in 21. 8:29 clock moving. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover in the backfield. Single running back is Eli Carter. Slot right, that's short side of field. Split out wide left is Goodrich. They're going to hand off. They'll give it to Eli Carter. They'll go right side. He'll look four hole. They get picked up right there. Minimal gain, if any. And he tosses the ball back to the official. Second down. Going to be a gain of about half a yard. So it's going to remain second down in 21. Balls at the right hash. Working right there. Jogs into the huddle. That's Vince Hoover. They break up. They jog up to the line of scrimmage. Play clock is at 10. Game clock is 7:37. It's rolling. Got twins right. Short side of field. Split out wide left. See him in the backfield. He'll fake the handoff to Eli Carter. He'll keep it himself. And Vince Hoover going to get tackled right there after a gain of one.
Morning.
So he'll pick up one. It's going to be third down 20. Clock moving 7:14. Game of play clock at 25. Into the huddle is Vince Hoover. It breaks huddle. Third down. It's actually third and 17. Misspoke. Single man in the backfield. They got trips to the left. Split out wide right is Zane Goodrich. Going to go across the middle. Tall pass. Hard to bring in. That was Zane Goodrich. Just a bit tall right there. And then we're going for a good gainer. Couldn't bring it in. It's going to go to fourth down. Fourth down, 17. Eli Carter going to punt here in the ballgame. And I see a number 11 on the sideline. That must be Levi Burkett. He's in civilian clothes. So he's in street clothes tonight. Hopefully he'll get back for next week's game, crossover game. Good snap, good boot, really a good boot. We call for taking it to 25 right there by Mitchell Nepley. Try to break and thing. He will. He'll go up the sideline, the Blue Devil sideline. He'll step out at midfield. Flag comes in, late flag, right after the out-of-bounds play. Pushed Nepley out of bounds. And they're going to talk this over right now. It's going to be an illegal push in the back, blocking the back by Western. But let's see where they spot this flag. That flag, they're going to call it from where he went out of bounds at the 50. So they'll mark off 10 yards. It'll go back to the 40 of Western. It'll still be first and 10. The Western Panthers will have the ball nosed up to the 40-yard line, their own 40. So they trade footballs. They get their own football in there offensively. They have the right to do that. Sometimes both teams agree to play with the same ball, but that's usually at the middle school level. I will mention the middle school, seventh grade, looking pretty good for the Tipton Blue Devils. They're moving the ball well, scoring well, pretty much at will. They'll hand off and go right side. They keep the ball. That's Tyler Nepley. I about said Tyler, and yes, that's Mitchell Nepley. Carrying himself, he'll go into Blue Devil territory and be pushed out of bounds near the 39-yard line to get a first down. That's Mitchell Nepley, the quarterback. Went right side, 8-hole, and they'll spot it at the 39 of Tipton from the right hash. 6:38 left. Play went out of bounds. Clock will start on the snap. Shotgun formation. Single man in the backfield. Fullback at tight right side. The handoff to Deglin Bleak. Deglin Bleak will get a positive gain. He'll pick up about 3. Fullback right there in the backfield. That's Cade Epp. Cade Epp. He is a senior class member, 5'11", 205. He lines up right behind the tackle. About 3 yards deep from the line of scrimmage. Pretty much a blocking back unless they're running a reverse or an inside trap. The logo and shotgun formation again. It's going to be second down 7. Ball spotted at the 36-yard line of Tipton at the right hash. 2 in the backfield along with F. They go right side. They go inside to a wing. That's Tyler Norman. They go wing back from right side. He came back, got the ball, went left side, about the 5-hole. Got a positive gain, picked up positive yardage, picked up first down yardage. That's the sophomore right there. And that's Tyler Norman, wears number 5. 5:44, clock moving. First quarter, 7-0 contest. Western scored on their first possession. This is their second. Mitchell Nepley going to hold the ball again. He'll go right side. They go about 4 holes, veer it out, 6 holes. He'll get down inside the 5-yard line. So here comes first and goal for Western from the 3. They're going to spot it at the 4. 4-yard line, it's first and goal from the right hash. Mitchell Nepley. A lot of guys blowing some heat into their hands. It's a chilly night, especially the ball handlers. Shotgun formation. Mitchell Nepley, he'll go forward. He'll try to get the first. Trying to get the touchdown. He didn't quite get there. Pretty close, down about the half-yard line. Blue Devils tie him up right there. Cole Hussey and Chase Higgins being helped up right there. Western Panther. Pretty good sportsmanship. Well done. I believe that's the 56. MJ Norman helping him up from Western. Shotgun formation, Nepley. Single man in the backfield, Pleak. Call the cadence, he'll take the snap, he'll follow Pleak, he'll go right side, 4-hole, to get a touchdown. Nepley picks up his second touchdown on the evening. Western's going to try the point after. 13-0. Western's going to line up to kick it through the uprights once again. Deglin Pleak, the kicker. He's got a pink towel attached to his backside right there, tucked in his pants. They'll call the cadence and they'll put the ball down, give him a better snap, a much better snap. They'll boot it through. Not sure the seams were appropriate, but the ball goes through. Deglin Pleak. And another good hold from Tyler Norman. So Blue Devils gonna receive once again. And we'll remind you, we'll just let you know a little bit about the stat leaders. This is through 7 games. The leaders in the state of Indiana. Well, mentioned the best passer. He's got the best stats. He's a sophomore. Where's number 10? That's Jackson Willis. Jackson Willis at Indianapolis Lutheran High School, Indianapolis, Indiana. He's 6'2", 182. He's a left-handed quarterback. You don't see a whole lot of him. Maybe Boomer Esiason, his real name's Norman, and probably Kenny Stabler back in the day. We'll mention Jackson Willis. He's thrown for 2,030 yards, 26 touchdown passes. He averages 290 a game. He's completed 104. He's thrown 153. He's only allowed 3 interceptions. You get him on Twitter at Jay Willis, 2025. Short kick. Going to bounce it to 20. Picked up at the 17. Eli Carter's loose. Eli Carter might go the distance. Can Tyler Norman catch him? Tyler Norman, there's going to be a flag. It's going to be a sideline infraction, but it's going to be a warning on the Blue Devils. Flag came in on the sideline. Line judge is trying to run up the sideline, but it's got to be a warning first time it's happened. So Eli Carter takes it back to the 15. It's going to be a sideline infraction warning against the Blue Devils. Rightfully so. That's a dangerous way to go. You got the line judge running up the sideline. If you're out there and he trips up and falls, it couldn't be good. So that gentleman threw the flag. It went skyward about the 50-yard line, right at 20 feet in the air. As he followed the play, the Blue Devils going to take over good field position at the Western Panthers 15-yard line. 4:22, change of possession. Play clock begins. It's at 20. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. The lineup trips to the right. They're at the short side of the field. Going to hand off up the gut. Going to get inside the 10 and push him a little forward there. That was Eli Carter. Guess what he could. He picked up five. Eli Carter, 5 yards run. Gets some good blocking up front. Eli Carter will be the first to tell you. He can't go anywhere without those trenches being taken care of. Those guys blocking up front are the reason for his success. He has been successful, as Coach Stewart mentioned. 3 years, Coach Stewart's been planning for him. Pass play. Right flat going to get it to Isaiah Mahaney. Mahaney's going to take the pass. He'll get inside the 10, near the 5. They'll push him out about the 6-yard line. And they need one for a first down. They need one for a first down. They need 6 for the end zone. Blue Devils started this drive in the red zone. The red zone is 20-yard line and in. They're in the red zone now at the right hash. Trips to the left. For that wide right is Zane Goodrich. Eli Carter in the backfield. Shotgun snap taken by Vince Hoover. He'll take it forward to get the first down on his own. And spotting just inside the 4-yard line. First down, Blue Devils. Gonna roll the clock. It's first and goal at the 4-yard line. Ball's about 5 yards, about 3 yards left of the right hash. So they're marked it right there. 3:20, clock moving. We're in the first quarter. 14-0 contest. Western in front. 2 possessions, 2 scores. This is the second possession for Tipton. They're at the 4-yard line of Western. I'm going to dive it forward. They'll go 2 holes. Trying to get to the goal line. He got to the 1, just inside the 1. Took it himself. That was Vince Hoover. The tackle him sideways. Coming up to make the catch, or to make the tackle, was Medley. I should mention, I talk about catches, that's a baseball term. We'll mention Mitchell Medley played second base for the Western Panthers. Cleveland Preak. Preak plays shortstop baseball season. The lineup under center, Vince Hoover. 2 in the backfield. High formation. You're going to dive it forward. It goes 2 hole. And they got to get him in the end zone. He got him in. He was in. The officials had to verify it. They put their arms up. Touchdown, Blue Devils. 14-6. Blue Devils going to try the extra point. Dakota Ferg. Dakota Ferg going to spot the block there. The holder is Oliver Conaway. Oliver Conaway wears number 12. They got right in the middle of the field right there. Blocks at the 10. To try this 20-yard point after. There's a hole. There's a boot. It's going to be blocked. Got a block right there. Hard to get it up and over the outstretched arms right there. Maybe a low snap. Difficult to handle. By that time, Western Panthers were right there in their face. So point after is no good. 14-6. Blue Devils on the scoreboard. It's scoring their second possession of the ball game. it was aided heavily by Eli Carter. Eli Carter, about a 75-yard return, I should say, about a 65-yard return, started there that drive at the 15-yard line. So the Blue Devils huddled up right there, getting ready to kick off. Western Panthers back to receive. The two deep backs for Western, number 5, Tyler Norman, 5'9", 165, and number 9, Daeglin Pleak, 6'1", 180. Tyler Norman, a sophomore. Daeglin Pleak, just a junior. So Blue Devils will see Daeglin Pleak again next year, just like Western is seeing Eli Carter again this year. So Dakota Furr, about 7 yards deep. There's the whistle. Here's the approach. There's the boot. It's going to be a squib kick. Left side on the ground. Picked up at the 25. Lost his footing. Going to dive forward to the 30-yard line. And on the return, number 8, Brady Comer. Brady Comer, a sophomore. 5'8", 140. So the Western Panthers will begin this drive on their own 30-yard line. They're spotted just inside the right hash. Western going from the south to the north. They're going towards the scoreboard that Dan Young provided. Scoreboard about 3-4 years ago. It works well. Magenta balls. Shotgun formation. Mitchell Nepley. Give a handoff left to right. Six hole. Daeglin Pleak. He tripped up. Tackle right here. Well done. I believe that was Isaiah Mahaney. Isaiah Mahaney, the freshman, tripped him up, got the tackle. Picked up 2.5, maybe 3. They'll call it 2nd and 7 as they check their wristbands. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Nepley. Daeglin Pleak to his right. Wing back left side, Kyler Norman. Epp is the up back, the fullback. They call his own number. That's Mitchell Nepley. To get out beyond the sticks, he'll pick up the first down. Picked up 9 on the carry. They'll move it out to the 42-yard line, the right hash. They'll move to 6. It's 1st and 10. Ball spotted at the 42 of Western. 1:40 clock moving. First quarter, it's 14-6. Western in front of Tipton. Shotgun formation. Take the snap, he'll go dive it forward himself. Two hole to get what he can. Trips up. You're going to pick up a couple. Just a couple. Blue Devils right there to trip him up. As he went two hole, ball spotted to the 43-yard line. He is going to only pick up 1. 2nd down 9. Blue Devils. 6 guys on the line of scrimmage. They got the cornerbacks up also. Working this defensive front right there with a running attack of Western. They're going to throw a pass. They're going to throw one down the seam. I say right sideline. They're going to say, let's see if it was inbounds. They're going to say, they're going to spot him. They're going to say the catch was inbounds. So they pull the ball out and they throw a deep pass. Nepley. And they were working that pass play in pregame. I was wondering why Nepley threw so many of them. He threw a great number of 40-yard passes down the sideline during pregame, and he tossed it in the game right there, completed it. It's 1st and 10. Ball's in Blue Devil territory. Going to get it to the 20 on that play. We got 6-4. Ball starting at the 24. They're now at the red zone, middle of the field, on the dive play. The game clock, 30 seconds. Play clock at 26. They've got to snap this ball. Play clock is just about 1 second under the game clock. The lineup in a shotgun, Mitchell Nepley. Pleak in the backfield. Pleak going to go right side, and Nepley going to run it forward to get it to about the 17. First quarter clock is going to empty out. It's 7 seconds, 6, 5, and then it's going to empty out. Western Panthers going towards their sideline. The Blue Devils doing just the same, their sideline. And at the end of one quarter of play here at Tipton High School, Western Panthers 14, Tipton Blue Devils 6. going to spot the ball at the 17-yard line. They'll invert the field. They'll go to the other side. And we'll let you know overall rushing leaders here in the state of Indiana. Rushing leader, he wears number 5. It's Luke Hansen. He's a senior. He goes to Ron Colley High School, Indianapolis, Indiana. He plays football, and he's a wrestler. Luke Hansen has rushed for 1,896 yards. Well, man, he's averaging 8 yards a carry. 238 carries. He averages 270.9 yards per game. That's one guy rushing for 270 a game. There's some teams that would like to do that as a group effort. We'll mention Luke Hansen, and he has 24 touchdown runs on the season. And the Ron Colley Rebels are currently number 6 in the coaches poll in the state of Indiana. They're currently 7 wins, 0 losses. And if you didn't know, head coach for the Ben Davis Giants, that's Coach Simmons, Coach Jason Simmons. He's been a coach at Hamilton Heights, been a coach, I think, maybe at Noblesville. He's at Ben Davis now, and yeah, he played defensive end for the Ron Colley Rebels in high school. He went to the state, actually the North-South State All-Star Game, played defensive end. So snap comes up, shotgun, he'll work at the left side, going to be a touchdown. Third touchdown on the evening for Mitchell Nepley. Mitchell Nepley puts it in the end zone from 17 yards out. Out of the shotgun, they'll line up to the point after. And a late personnel entering the ball game. Pretty quick, going to get in there and play the right guard position. Take that back. He's like the snapper. But don't quote me, but he might be the right guard. So Kyler Norman looking for the hole. They'll put it down. They'll boot it through. Daglin Peak. Another extra point through the uprights. 11:54, 6 seconds into the quarter, Mitchell Nepley puts it across the goal line. 21-6, Western Panthers going to kick off to Tipton. And we'll also remind you, we'll let you know that the receiving pass receptions in the state of Indiana, the leader, he's a senior, that's Brad Schultz. Brad Schultz wears number 24. He's 5'9", 165. He's from Triton Central High School. That's in Fairland, Indiana. It's Fairland, Indiana, Triton Central. My dad says he went there. He saw a game there. Went about 6 overtimes. Involved Alan Ely and Rick Russell, former players at Huskyville. 6 overtimes. Unbelievable high school football game. That's 4 downs from a 10, 6 times. Brad Schultz, 989 yards, 23 yards average per game. He's caught 43, 164.8 yards per game through the air. He's got 12 receiving touchdowns. Taken by Eli Carter back to 15-yard line. He's loose again. He's going up the right sideline. He's going up the Panther sideline. He goes across midfield. He'll take this one to the 40 of Western. He's taken off. I tell you where he left off last week. Last week he took several to about the 45 or better of Blue Devil territory. Some pretty good returns, and you got to credit a pretty good wall to set up those returns. So ball spotted at the 40 of Western from the right hash. The 11:44 left. Play clock starts. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. Twins to the right. They got stacked left and stacked right. Pass play. Zane Gergis going to pick up one. Pretty much meet him right there at the reception. Great pass to the numbers. And credit to tackle. Number 14, Ian Beatty. He's a junior. 6'2", 175. Ian Beatty working right there from the right cornerback position. So they'll work it from the 40 once again. Going to call it no gain. Second down, 10. Shotgun formation. Then two. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Got twin to the right. Split out wide left is Goodrich. They'll hand up the middle. They go left to right. You go five for six hole. He's loose. You're going to work it inside the 20. He'll be tripped up. You'll work it down to the 15. Might have got to the 15 and a half. They're going to spot him at 15. They're spotting with the east line judge. They pretty much have the same reaction. East and left of east and west line judges. First down, Blue Devils. Ball's at the 15-yard line at the right hash. First and 10. Trips to the left. Split out wide left. Wide right is Zane Goodrich. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover. Eli Carter in the backfield. He's going to pass. Left side double screen to Mahaney. Mahaney to the 10. They'll work it to the 10. They'll give him forward progress. They should, but they're not going to give him forward progress. They're going to say he was trying to get his yards on his own. Lost his yard there. Looked like he got to the 10. They're going to spot him at the 11. Isaiah Mahaney, freshman athlete for the Blue Devils. They'll line it up at the left hash. Single man in the backfield is Eli Carter. Trips to the right. But out wide left is Goodrich. They're going to hand off to Eli Carter, who will dive him forward. He'll keep his legs moving. He'll get down near the 12 and a half yard line. He'll pick up a couple. It'll be third down, 3. Line to gain is the 5-yard line. Ball spotted at the 12 and a half. Play comes into the huddle. They break huddle. Just under 10 minutes. Clock moving. We're in the second quarter. 21-6. Western in front. Under center is Vince Hoover. I formation in the backfield. Call the cadence. You'll hand off tailback to T.I. Carter. He'll dive it forward. They're going to stop him short. I take that back. He spins off. He spins off and gets loose. Picks up yardage to the 4. He's the 5. T.I. Carter working his own way to pick up necessary yardage for the Blue Devils. First and goal. Ball's nosed up. Middle of the field at the 4-yard line. Play clock at 20. Game clock moving at 9:25. Second quarter, under center, Vince Hoover. Working with the I formation, he'll dive it forward himself. He'll get what he can. They'll push the pile. They're going to stay touchdown. And Vince Hoover puts it in with some Blue Devil assistance. He'll get a touchdown. He'll jog over to the sideline. He'll get a median 5 right there from Capshaw. 9:13 on the game clock. Blue Devils score their second touchdown of the ball game. They're going to go for 1. Dakota Ferg. Conway going to hold for the kick. Going to call fire. Ball was loose. Capshaw going to need to get rid of it. He will. And he couldn't get it in. Might have been intercepted. It was. Not sure you can return an interception in a high school varsity game or under. So the point after is no good. It's 21-12. Polynome on the scoreboard, 9:13 left. They're working right there. And we'll remind you, putmeinsports.com, in varsity sports since 2008. Kind of dating myself there. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're Class 1A state champions this season. And we'll mention football in the fall with the Tipton Blue Devils. And basketball in the winter. Tipton Blue Devil basketball, Central Catholic Knights basketball, and Hamilton Heights. Ladies Husky basketball. We're getting ready to kick off. Dakota Fur going to spot the block right there. Middle of the 40-yard line. Get the ball handed to him. He'll back up. It's customary 7 yards. A little bit soccer style. Right-footed kicker. Dakota Ferg. There's the whistle. There's the approach. There's the boot. It's going to be a squib kick. Left side. It's going to be mishandled there. Picked up by the next throw back. The Blue Devils right there to stop him. Had nowhere to go. Pretty much trying to pick up momentum on the run back there. That was number 8. Brady Comer, sophomore. Hardly any place for him to go. Blue Devils were right there on the kickoff. 9-12 on the game clock. Right hash. Ball spotted at the Western Panthers 30-yard line. The lineup in a shotgun, Mitchell Nepley. Tight bunch this time. Double tight end. They got a wing right. That's Norman. Single man in the backfield. Please. Get a hand off inside. Trap. Work it back around. Wide back. To Norman. Norman's loose. Norman's got some wheels. He's in Blue Devil territory. Trying to make it to the end zone. He might just, he's going to be picked up right there. Eli Carver going to stop him inside the 15. Kyler Norman, just a sophomore. You know he's got wheels. Coach Berryman utilized him a lot this past baseball season as a pinch runner, a courtesy runner. Kyler Norman, with some good wheels, he shows the crowd here tonight. Pretty good pickup on the play, probably close to 60 yards to the line of finish shotgun. Single man in the backfield. He keeps the ball himself, trying to get there, and he's going to be tackled in the backfield. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage. That was Blue Devil, number 80, should be 56, Clayton Henderson, stopping him dead in track. No gain. It's going to be 2nd and 10 for Western. Ball respotted at the 15-yard line. Checking to the sideline. Picking up plays from Coach Alex Stewart. Alex Stewart working in his 8th year as a varsity head football coach. His 6th season at Western. Shotgun formation. They're going to call timeout. Timeout Western. Play clock was getting down there. Is it about 4? They call timeout. 8:19 left here in the 2nd quarter. 21-12. Western in front. East Division matchup here at Chipson High School. We'll go ahead and mention Class 2A. This is the coaches' poll. Coaches' poll through week 7. We'll make it the top 5 teams. Also the same ranking in the media poll. At the top, it's number 1. They're tied with number 1, Andrean. Andrean and Linton Stockton, both at number 1. That's the Miners and the 59ers. 7-0 for Linton Stockton, 5-2 for Andrean. Andrean did win the state title last year in Class 2A. It was a good game. You can watch those games on IHSAATV.org. You can watch all the final games, all 6 classes, sitting there in your living room. Shotgun formation, Nepple. He'll take a handoff, he'll pass it. He'll go to the end zone. Overthrown, he'll go back to the end zone. He's trying to find number 36 right there. And that was Trey Stone. Trey Stone, he's a senior class member from tight end position, 6'4", 230. So they respotted at the 15, and it's 3rd down, 10. Shotgun formation, Netflix. To his right, now to his left, is Daglin Pleat. Wing left, Netflix is going to carry the football. He goes left side, he goes inside the 10. Inside the 5, he'll pick up a first down. Definitely going to pick up enough yards. He's going to pick up maybe 11 on the carry. It's going to be 1st and goal. They're going to spot it at the 3-yard line. So 1st and goal from the 3 for Wester. Going to line up in a shotgun or check their wristbands. Get the play. No huddle needed for the Western Panthers. A lot of teams going into the no huddle, tempo offense. Shotgun formation, Nepley. Pleat in the backfield. Going to carry the ball again. That's Nepley. He's going to dive it over, and he's going to pick up his 4th touchdown. Nepley, 4th touchdown on the evening. 27-12, they'll try the point after. And they'll use the block. Tyler Norman, he's going to place the block. Most of the time, you see the kicker place the block. Tyler Norman, the holder, puts the block in. Daglin Peak, right-footed kicker. A little bit soccer style, about 3.5 yards deep. Maybe close to 4, and they put it through the upright.
Extra point good.
It's 28-12. Western yet to punt the football in this ball game. They've gone for none on fourth down. So 28-12, 7:38 left during the second quarter. And again, we'll finish up in Class 2A, coaches poll. At number 3, it's LaVille Lancers. They're 7-0. They're in sectional 33. Number 4 is Evansville Modern Day Wildcats. They're 5-2. They're in sectional 40. Number 5 is Indianapolis Cecina Crusaders. They're 6-1 in sectional 39. Number 6 is Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. They're 5-2, sectional 34. Number 7 is Triton Central Tigers, 5-2. They're sectional 39. Number 8 is Fort Wayne Lures Knights. They're 3-4. They're in sectional 35. Number 9 is Heritage Christian Eagles, 5-2, sectional 38. Number 10 is Eastbrook Panthers, sectional 36. They're 5-2. Here comes the boot. End under end, going to be a short kick. Going to bounce at the 20. Going to be picked up at the 18 by Eli Carter. He'll scat and scoot. And he'll work it across the 30-yard line to about the 33. They're going to call it the 32-yard line. Blue Devils will take it over right there, first and 10. And at number 11, that's Eastside Blazers. They're 5-2, sectional 35. At number 12, it's Lewis Cass Kings. They're 5-2, sectional 34. And 3 teams tied at number 16. And they are North Posey Vikings, Perry Central Commanders, and Alexandria Tigers. Tigers are 4-3. They are in sectional 36 along with the Tipton Blue Devils. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, 32-yard line. Going to hand off right side. Eli Carter going to dive with a spin. Going to fall forward to the 35. Going to be a gain of a couple. Second down, 8 for Tipton. Entering the ball game, Sutter Griffin. Sutter Griffin going to line up offensively for the Blue Devils. Game clock, 6:55, play clock at 15. Blue Devils to the line of scrimmage. They're going to line up slot right. Eli Carter in the slot. Sutter Griffin in the backfield. Here comes near motion at Eli Carter. Fake the jet sweep. They're going to throw it down the sideline. They're going to go down the seam. There'll be a flag thrown. Goodrich went up with the, tried to high point the ball, and he got hit early. There was double coverage there. Back there was Nepley with one man in coverage. And they're going to call pass interference on Western. And you might have heard some commotion up here beside my right in disbelief. I don't think so. That's pass interference. The Blue Devils are going to get to walk off 15 yards. The pass interference call. So they'll take it into Western territory at about their 47-yard line. So they go across midfield, and they respot it. Nose up to the 47. The Blue Devils going to line up. The line of scrimmage trips to the right. Eli Carter in the backfield, along with Vince Hoover, shotgun quarterback. Zane Goodrich split out wide left. Ball's in the middle of the field, right there on the left side of the face of that new logo for the Blue Devils. The fake the ball to Eli Carter, will take himself. Vince Hoover gets it inside the 45 to about the 43.5. Great spotty. And it's going to become second down and 6:19 on the game clock. Blue Devils huddled up. 28-12. Blue Devils driving. trying to get one score closer to the Western Panthers. Shotgun formation, trips to the right. They're going to hand off Sammy in the backfield. Eli Carter going to dive it forward, get what he can. Western Panthers right there to make the stop. A lot of guys in on the stop. One guy is watching. Number 53, Brock Frazier. He's a junior. Brock Frazier, 6'1", 205. Ball finally at the 43-yard line. No gain. Third down, a long six. We're calling it six on the board. Play clock at six. They're going to probably use a timeout right here. So they reset the play clock. And disbelief up here. I don't quite understand either. But they reset it. They're not going to need a timeout now. They might have started too early at 25. Shotgun formation trips to the left. Eli Carter in the backfield. Spread out wide right is Zane Goodrich. 4 seconds. They're going to call timeout now. Little miscommunication trying to figure out what the communication was going to be from offensive coordinator Dustin Shear. He was communicating with shotgun quarterback Vince Hoover. They called timeout. First timeout here in the first half called by Sisson. 4:51 on the game clock. Thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity football game. This internet radio athletic contest is being made possible by ASO. That's Robbie Kendall and AudioSportsOnline.net, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. 4:51 on the game clock. We're in the second quarter, and Blue Devils are going to break huddles and jog out. Offensive side of the ball. Western Panthers is going to adjourn. We're going to both meet right there at the line of scrimmage here momentarily. Third down, six. What they're calling it on the board, that's what it is. Third down, six. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line of Western, just inside the right hash. Going to line up in a shotgun, trips to the short side of field. Eli Carter going to split out wide left. He's dropping the throw. Going to let it go quick. Go for it, back at it. Couldn't get the ball. Vince Hoover had to get rid of it in a heartbeat. He had pressure in his face. So it's going to bring up a fourth and six. Blue Devils looking to maybe punt this football. We'll see. Ball's at the 44 of Western. Might not be a bad time for a safe punt. We'll see. In all likelihood, it's going to be a punt. So short snap, long short snap. Short, he's going to kick it left side, trying to get it away from Degman. Pleak, he'll pick it up to five. Pleak will go left side with it. Hands on him. That was Zane Goodrich. Pleak, there's going to be a flag thrown. Pleak going to run it out to the 50-yard line. I got to admit, Zane Goodrich took a pretty good hit. There comes another flag. Probably going to come from the sideline. Two flags on the play. One lay back at the 13. The other one was thrown evidently on the bench. We'll just double check here. On the bench area right there of Western, that flag lay on the 48, kicked inside the 50. So they're going to have to sort this out. We'll see what the penalties are. It's probably going to be an illegal use of hands back here for the 13-yard line flag. And then an unsportsmanlike conduct right there maybe on the sideline. Unless they pick one of them up. They may pick that one up. We don't know. Officials call. Coach Toll over to converse with a couple of officials. He'll help to make a decision there, or they'll make one for him. Looks like he's not going to like the decision. So it's going to be holding and unsportsmanlike. Okay, they're going to call holding against the Blue Devils, evidently. That's not very common for a team on defense trying to tackle the ball carrier. So they call them offsetting penalties. They're going to move the ball back. Western's going to get the ball deep in their own territory.
Two personal fouls on Western.
They're calling two personal fouls on Western. Evidently, that's the call. So the ball's marked back at the 5.5-yard line.
Western will start at the 6-yard line.
Right there near the 6, first and 10. Clock's at 4:35. It'll start on the snap. Two unsportsmanlike conduct calls on the same play. They're going to take an official timeout as they double-check, make sure everything's kosher. Now they'll start the play clock. Going to line up in the shotgun at the goal line, Mitchell Nepley. Single man in the backfield, Pleak. Nepley's going to run it. Going to use Pleak out front for a blocker. The Blue Devils going to hem him in after a gain of about 1. Blue Devils going to sack him up, and Netflix didn't get what he wanted there. It's going to be second down. Second down, 9. Ball is at the 7-yard line. Checking the wristbands. Bunch right there. Wing right is Norman, number 5. Pleak in the backfield. Shotgun snaps. Netflix. They'll go right wing. Left side, and that's Norman. Norman's loose. Norman's got some speed. He's going to go the distance. It'll be 93-yard touchdown run for the sophomore. Tyler Norman, pinch runner, curvy runner. He went 93 yards here in the football, on the football field. He got out in front. It looked like no one was going to catch him. There was a right wing back, who went back in the backfield, took the handoff from Nepley, went around the left end, and he was off to the races. 34-12, Western in front. Daglin Pleak out to try the extra point. Tyler Norman, he's probably winded, but he's the holder. Calling for the snap. Here's a snap, good snap, good hold, good boot. Low elevation, but right through the uprights. Daglin Pleak is 5 for 5. The point after touchdown department. 3:44 left here in the first half. 35-12. Blue Devils going to receive. Work it from right there. Blue Devils going to work it right there. Then we'll get ready for it. Next possession for the Blue Devils. Blue Devils going to receive and return the ball. Now, back in deep formation, Eli Carter. Eli Carter going to work it right there. Get ready for the reception for the Blue Devils right there, getting ready. Going to spot the ball at the 40-yard line from the left hash. Waiting for the football. Set to kick off. Going to be number 5, Tyler Norman. 5'9", 165. I'll take that back. 15. 15 going to kick off for Western. 15 is Bridgley Seacree, 5'7", 145. Short kick. Going to go out of bounds. Let's see where this ball went out of bounds. They'll probably take it at the 35. Okay. Blue Devils will have it at the 35. It went out about the 30. Blue Devils' best choice is to take the ball at their own 35 after the ball went out of bounds on the Western kickoff. So it's going to be, they call it illegal procedure. Goes out of bounds. They bring the ball in from the west side. For some reason, they spotted it at the left hash, and it went out of bounds on the right hash side of the field. That's kind of weird. Maybe the Blue Devils had a choice. So they'll line up in a shotgun. 3:43 left here in the first half. Eli Carter in the backfield, split out wide left is Goodrich. They'll hand off to Carter. He'll break it outside. He'll get a good gain. He'll pick up necessary yardage. He'll pick up a first down. He needed 10. He got 10. They move it to the 45, just a little bit beyond the 45, and a late flag.
Late flag
comes in, and this might not be good for Western. 3:35 left, clock stops. Three officials going to talk it over. The umpire is included. Going to be first and 10. Late flag there. They're talking it over. They talk that long. There's a chance they'll pick it back up. Not quite sure, but we're getting ready to find out here momentarily. Hey, what? This is like a Judge Judy or Judge Wapner. A lot of talk right here. Still talking. Three officials going over this. The flag came in from the East Line Judge. Late flag. Illegal, he puts his hands up of both ears there. So it's going to be on Tipton. They're going to call this on Tipton. They're going to back it up. Not sure if it was some type of unsportsmanlike call. We're going to back it up 10 and now 5 more. So the Blue Devils, whoa now. They're going to put it in play at the 30. So, illegal substitution. They had 12 guys on the field. Not sure that's 15. That's pretty severe, 15. 12 guys on the field. Maybe 10. I don't think they know. They're still communicating. So they're going to say it's that guy. So the Blue Devils are going to have the first and 10, but they're back at their 30. So there's a whistle. They're going to stop the play before he gets started. So they're going to call it first and 15. So they get down over. Blue Devils call timeout. They're trying to check this out. Evidently, the Blue Devils did not call timeout. That's good. Yep, they are going to call timeout. They're going to use it. And try to communicate with the umpire. The umpire's staying out in center field. He's out in the middle of the field. He don't really want to talk. But he is going to walk over. And Coach Toll is going to have some conversation with him. Four officials there. And the fifth one is over on the East Line Judge over there by the Western Panther bench. So they're talking it over right now. Coach Toll kind of shrugs his shoulders, kind of acts like it's kosher, it's okay. So 3:03 left here in the second quarter. We're approaching halftime. It's going to be first and 15 after this Blue Devil timeout. They adjourn their huddle. They'll go out to the line of scrimmage. Here come the Western Panthers to play defense. 35-12, Blue Devils have it first and 15. Shotgun formation, Ben Silva, Eli Carter in the backfield. A handoff to Carter to go up the gut to get out to the 35. So he'll get back to the original line of scrimmage. It's going to be second down 10 for the Blue Devils just inside the left hash. Blue Devils traveling towards the scoreboard. Went from the south to the north. They say it's going to get down to about 46 degrees about 9 p.m. Game started at about 52 degrees. Got up to about 58 today as a high. It's going to be the same tomorrow, but then it's going to go back up a little bit. 70s next week. It's going to take the hand off to Carter. He keeps the ball himself. Vince Hoover holds on to the football. He's going to get out to the 43-yard line, trying to strip the football right there.
Eight
36, Trey Stone. And Vince Hoover holds on to it. A couple of years ago, he might have had trouble holding on to it. He holds on this year. He's a junior class member. Vince Hoover going to line up in the shotgun. Split out wide left. It's going to be Goodrich. Trips to the right. Eli Carter in the backfield. Call the cadence, Vince Hoover. Third down, a long two. Going to drop the throw. Going to get loose. He's going to drop one. Going to get it. Going to catch the ball. Goodrich makes a good catch. Goodrich got behind the defensive back. And that was Ian Beatty, the junior. That's a back shoulder type of throw. Nice soft toss as Vince Hoover got away from pressure. Rolled out left side, made a good toss to Goodrich. First down, ball moves into Western territory. 1:36 left. Got out of bounds. Trip to the right, Goodrich left. Shotgun. You know, to run the ball himself, Vince Hoover. You're going to get inside the 35 to about the 32-yard line. Clock moving, 1:25. Blue Devils have one timeout remaining during the first half. Second down, five. And the lineup trips to the right side. That's Carver, Mahaney, and Spidell. Left side is Goodrich. Eli Carter in the backfield. Pass play. Going to run the bubble screen. He'll go down to catch it. He's going to lose yardage on the catch. Mahaney went down to the surface. He knew he was going to have to catch it low. He did. But he caught it behind the line of scrimmage. He's going to lose a couple. And the play clock, game clock, stopped at 54.5. Blue Devils call their final timeout here in the first half. Ball spotted at the 34-yard line, Western Territory, from the right hash. So they'll work it from there. We'll talk a little bit about the Class 4A coaches poll. Well, Michigan Western Panthers are Class 4A. These are through seven games. Seven games we'll mention at the top. It's New Palestine Dragons. They're 7-0, sectional 30, sectional 22. Number two is Indianapolis Roncalli Rebels. They're 7-0, sectional 21. Number three is East Central Trojans, 6-1. They're sectional 23. Number four is the Kokomo Wildcats. They're 7-0, sectional 20. They're number six in the media poll. And number five, that's Northwood Panthers. 7-0, they're sectional 18. They're number three in the media poll. And I'll mention a little bit of special mention. Northwood Panthers, well, let you know, they are coached by Nate Andrews. Nate Andrews, one of the previous coaches of the Western Panthers. He coached for Western in 2012 and 2013. Was able to interview him. What a quality guy. He went to Northwood because his dad coached there. Going to be a pass play. Left side, going to be intercepted. We come down with the play. You know, a bit of a high point there. Double check here. Coming down with the football. Tipton. He rips the ball out of there. Eli Carter ends up with the football down on the surface. We're trying to put up a little bit of a dispute there with 14, Ian Beatty. Ian Beatty, 6'2", 175. He might have got the ball when he came down. 5'9", 185. That was Eli Carter. He ended up with the football. Ball spotted at the 12. We're going to hand off Eli Carter up the gut. Didn't get a lot. They're going to have to hustle up, and we're going to have to spike it. They're going to have to. The flag comes in. Stop the clock. Stop the clock. They let the clock run a little bit there. You see a flag, you got to stop the clock. So 30.1 is what it says. Might go back to about 33 if they get their wishes. Flag comes in. See what the call's going to be. White-hatted umpire going to let the press box know. Dead ball sportsman, unsportsmanlike conduct on Western. Western with about three of those type of calls here in the first half. So they're going to go half the distance to the goal line. Probably need about 3 seconds back on the clock. They're going to go half the distance. They're going to spot it near the 4-yard line, 4.5. clock is stopped at 30.1. I don't need a clock manager there on the sideline to watch the clock. Everybody can't see it. So shotgun, drop the throw, pass play. Right side caught, Mahaney. Isaiah Mahaney in a good ball. That was a well-thrown, strong-arm throw from Vince Huber across the field as Mahaney was crossing the goal line right in his arms. Nice throw by Vince Huber. 26 seconds left. Blue Devils going to try to point after. It's 35-18. Blue Devils trying to put it through the uprights. There's a snap, high snap to put it through, and they might have got it. They did. Well done. It was not pretty, but it worked. Dakota Ferg had to hesitate right there near the block, and then he swung his leg, and he put it through the uprights. He's becoming a pretty strong kicker. Saw him kicking 30 yarders right before the ball game. And he puts this through the uprights. It's 35-19. The officials having a huddle there at the goal line. Talking things over. My guess is this crew has worked all season long together. For the most part, you know, you never know when somebody could come up and wouldn't be able to go. Then you get a sub. But they're working on the field right now. They're working, doing their craft. And three personal foul calls on Wester, a sideline warning call on the Blue Devils. 26 seconds left. First half, 35-19. Who would have thought that in this first half, there'd be 54 points scored collectively? There's the whistle. Here comes the approach. Dakota Ferg, squib kick left side. He's picked up by the second to last row. It's going to be Daglin Fleek on the return. He'll get it out to the 44.5 and a call on the 45. 18.8 left. We may see Mitchell Nepley's throwing arm. We've already seen it once in this ballgame down the Western Panthers sideline through about 40 yards. So we may see another one of those here. 18.8 seconds left from the right hash, Western possession. Blue Devils, safeties are 10 yards off the ball. They're going to split out. They're wide set. They're going to line up. Daglin Creek, you got three guys to the left, but out wide right. Pass play. You're going to go bubble screen, high pass. Couldn't bring it in. Tyler Norman is going to be a forward pass. Goes incomplete. Took 3.1 seconds. Clock stopped at 15.4. Second down 10. Coach Stewart probably going to dial up another passing play. We'll see as they check their wristbands. Second down 10. Ball spotted at the Western 45 from the right hash. Going to line up slot left. A tight slot. Go deep motion. They hand it off. First time he'll run the ball. He'll get it across the 50-yard line to about the 47 of 50. He goes out of bounds. Stops the clock with 8.3. 8.3 at ball carrier was number 21, Matthew McKittrick. He's a freshman, 5'10", 175. So McKittrick gets in there, freshman class. Western Panther football team. Makes third down two. Third and two don't mean much. They're probably going to have to work a play that's going to go for some yardage here if they want to try to put it in the end zone. Shotgun, take the snap. Nepley's going to throw. You know, wing one down the sideline. It's going to be overthrown. On closest guy to it was Zane Goodrich. It was over his head. Chase the ball down outside the end zone. Goodrich will bring it back. So 3.7 left. Ball respotted at the Blue Devils 47. Could be the last play of the first half. provided the Blue Devils don't get a defensive penalty. We'll hope not. Shotgun formation. Nepley, stick him in the backfield. Going to hand off. Going to double regular reverse. Inside reverse, please. Going to give it to Tyler Norman.
And
that's going to take us to halftime. Halftime score, Western 35, Shipton 19. We do thank you for tuning in. And we'll mention, we are at halftime, and you're listening to Shipton Blue Devils football. Made possible by the following support sponsors. We at PutMeInSports.com thank you for listening and ask you as a listener to patronize the following companies as they are making tonight's education-based varsity high school football game available to be heard on internet radio. We thank you for tuning in. We're going to unplug for just 1 second.
Encompass Credit Union. When you want to feel comfortable with who and where you choose to care for you financially, at Encompass Credit Union, we provide financial services, checking, savings, certificates, deposits, and home banking since 1958. We welcome each member as if they are our only member. We're Encompass Credit Union. Yes, at Encompass Credit Union, we are community-minded, just like you. Reach us by phone, 800-675-8852. Again, that number is 800-675-8852. On the World Wide Web at EncompassCU.org. Encompass Credit Union.
This is Ken Chabon and please, the Tipton County Tribune for coverage of Tipton County sports. In addition to the printed newspaper, the Tipton County Tribune is available online at www.elwoodpublishing.com. And be sure to like the Tipton County Tribune on Facebook and on Twitter at Michelle_Garman. That's at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L. E_Garman for updates on area games and matches.
Discount copies, 317-773-8783, offering a wide range of services. High-speed copies, blueprint size color prints up to 36 inches by 48 inches, laminations up to 22 inches wide. We do invitations for weddings, graduations, and social events. Business cards, business letterhead, and business envelopes. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5, and Saturday by appointment. Public fax service, send or receive. Discount copies, 100 Mesa Drive behind Pizza Hut on State Road 32, west edge of Noblesville. Email, discountcopies, 96@gmail.com.
Rutledge Well Drilling. When you think of water, think of Rutledge Well Drilling. Pumps, sales, and service. Water conditioning, water softeners, iron filters, and trenching. Call them at 765-292-2315 or visit them on the web at RutledgeWellDrilling.com. That's Mike and Nathan Rutledge, Atlanta, Indiana. Licensed, insured, honest, dependable, and always professional. Serving our community for more than 30 years. Rutledge Well Drilling.
AGM Auto, Arcadia, Indiana. If you're looking for that good mechanic, look no further. We can be that good mechanic you're looking for. We do everything under the hood, along with your new tires, and now AGM Auto is under new ownership. No worries, same friendly faces and same quality work. Also, we now restore classic cars and trucks. Call us at 317-984-5283. Again, that number is 317-984-5283. Check us out on Facebook at AGM Auto LLC. To find us, take Howard Street west off of State Road 19. We are behind the Arcadia Ballpark. AGM Auto.
FritzandFishers.com. Since 1983, great cars, great prices, great customers. You can reach them by phone at their dealership in Fishers, Indiana, 317-842-2228. They have two Hamilton County locations, Fritz and Fishers, at 8599 East 116th Street, and Fritz and Noblesville, 2400 Westfield Road. That's between Westfield and Noblesville, along State Road 32. You can explore their quality used car inventory. You can visit them online or on site. That's FritzandFishers.com, FRITZ.
Noblesville Trophies. Stop us online at NoblesvilleTrophies.com or stop in if only to browse around. 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Trophies, awards, and plaques. Fast turnaround. Prices low, so low you'll want to be a repeat customer. Noblesville Trophies, 1720 South 10th Street, Noblesville, Indiana. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., 317-773-7391. Online, NoblesvilleTrophies.com.
RE/MAX Anew Realty. Are you looking for real estate professionals in Central Indiana? Visit RE/MAX Anew Realty and connect with real estate experts today. RE/MAX Anew Realty in Tipton, Indiana is the premier real estate agency serving Tipton, Hamilton, Cass, Owen, Howard, and surrounding counties since 2015. RE/MAX Anew Realty, located at 221 South Main Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. You can reach them by phone at 765-675-3100. Again, their number is 765-675-3100. You can visit them on the web at anewrealtyhomes.com. That's RE/MAX Anew Realty.
Hope Jewelers, Tipton, Indiana. Precious times are made for precious moments, and Hope Jewelers are there to meet your every special need in the field of diamonds, gold, and silver, etc. Stop in and visit Hope Jewelers in downtown Tipton, next to the Diana Theater at 135 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. Reach us by phone at 765-675-9720. Hope Jewelers, open daily, Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 5:30. Saturday, 9:30 to 2. Hope Jewelers.
Jim Dandy Restaurants. Good food, good friends, good times. At Jim Dandy, we strive to tune you with each and every visit. Whether it's that first cup of coffee or that first play from scrimmage, we at Jim Dandy Restaurants put all of our guests first, no matter what gown it is. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Tipton and Noblesville, Jim Dandy Restaurants always looking forward to making each visit feel like you're enjoying a home-cooked meal. Remember, good food, good friends, and good times are not far away. No need to punt on fourth down when a Jim Dandy menu is calling your name.
Century 21 Real Estate. Lisa Stokes there. Enthusiasm, experience, and knowledge. Lisa Stokes there. Real estate agent, real estate broker. Lisa listens. Lisa Stokes there. Century 21 Sheep, serving Hamilton, Tipton, and Madison counties since 1997. Specializing in residential and corporate relocations. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message. 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes there. A passion is true for professionalism, but Lisa surpassed your expectations.
Tipton Ace Hardware, the helpful place. Visit us at Ace Hardware, located at 844 East Jefferson Street, Tipton, Indiana, 46072. We're just east of McDonald's and right next to O'Reilly's Auto Parts. for all of your grill, hardware, home improvement, lawn and garden, paints, and tool needs. Visit us in the store, where they also can pick up as a curb service for your convenience. Also, you are welcome to visit us online at acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, very helpful and knowledgeable people. Good variety in the highly recommended store. Ace, the helpful place. Dial us by phone at 765-675-6740. That's Ace Hardware in Tipton.
Tonight's game is being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals, 1708 South 8th Street, Noblesville, Indiana, 317-773-4800. Authorized dealer for Penske Truck Rentals, one-way and local for households and businesses. Cargo vans up to 26 feet commercial with liftgates. Full line of moving supplies. Locally owned and operated since 1998. Owner Dirk is on-site daily. Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Indiana Express Rentals.
Smith & Landau Family Dentistry. Smith & Landau is a warm, welcoming dental practice for the whole family. Located at 114 4th Street, it's in Indiana, 46072. We welcome you at Smith & Landau Family Dentistry. We are currently accepting new patients. To book an appointment, call us at 765-675-2432. Again, that number is 765-675-2432. Creating a comfortable and caring treatment experience for all of our patients. That's Smith and Landau Family Dentistry.
King's Auto Parts, CarQuest Auto Parts, 1110 South Peru Street, Cicero, Indiana, 46034, the south edge of Cicero, in Cicero Town Plaza. Team members at CarQuest Auto Parts in Cicero are there to ensure you get the right parts the first time. Reach them by phone at 317-984-4931. Again, that's 317-984-4931. A locally owned automotive parts store that works to serve. Dean's Auto Parts, Cicero, Indiana.
While growing up and accepting the responsibility of becoming a young man that hopefully mom and dad could be proud of, a work ethic development that may have begun while preparing daily for that high school or middle school wrestling match and matches before it. A strong will to want to succeed with a will to please others can be part of the recipe needed to graduate from the desired level of education that you set forth to achieve. From becoming a contractor to doing safe demolitions. When called upon, we wish the best for this year's Tipton Blue Devils football team. And every Friday night as they seek to demolish the Friday night opponent. Signed, Scott, a forever fan of the Tipton Blue Devils.
Blue Devil Boilermaker. A special thank you to a secret support sponsor for this season's Tipton Blue Devils football team. This sponsor attended grades K-12 in the Tipton school system, then went north to Lafayette, Indiana to get that Purdue Boilermaker agricultural degree, and while there, at Purdue, he found his future wife. This couple is celebrating then, now, and forever. As we all know, the farming industry is without a doubt one of the three most valuable assets that we as consumers can be thankful for. We thank this lifelong Blue Devil Boilermaker for caring enough to support the 2022-2023 Tipton Blue Devils.
This is halftime sponsors. We are thankful for them. So, well, we got a little over a minute left in intermission, but they're going to get three more minutes. We're going to be joined right up here with Kenny. Kenny is the father
of Zane Goodrich. Zane Goodrich had a really good pass play in that first half.
Yeah, he had a pretty good pass there.
You're pretty humble, but he made a great catch.
Yeah, yep. I'm glad.
All right, we'll talk about that. He's glad. He's a humble guy. He tells me he's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I just kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. But we talked about when the Steelers played the Vikings way back when. Because the Vikings have been to 4 Super Bowls, but hasn't won any. Been a long time since they've been to one, but the Pittsburgh Steelers won for the thumb with Terry Bradshaw.
Exactly. They're very good. Very good.
How about Kenny Pickett? Is he about ready to take over?
I think he is.
It's about time. Yeah, he's about time. He's a Pitt guy, too, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's a Pitt Panther. All right, Ken, here we go. Last night, Indianapolis and Denver, did you think that'd go to overtime?
I know. I figured Denver would blow them out.
It didn't happen that way. The Colts got a win, took 7 field goals to make it a game.
Yep. It was a boring game to me, but a win's a win.
Out of work. I was watching Gunsmoke. I couldn't get that channel. But, hey, 9:30 Sunday morning, the Giants and Green Bay, I got to mention, tickets, prices over there in London start at $230. That's in London. They like their football. Is the Giants or Green Bay, what do you think?
Green Bay all the way.
I'd like the Giants to win since I'm a Vikings fan. How about the Bears and the Vikings?
Vikings.
We'll hope so. Falcons and the Buccaneers.
Buccaneers, you can't beat Tom Brady.
I agree. Lions and the Patriots.
I'd like to see the Lions win, but it just depends on what the quarterback's playing for the Patriots.
Lions played pretty good against the Vikings, 28-25. Okay, how about the Texans and the Jaguars?
I'll pick the Jaguars.
That'd be good. How about the L.A. Chargers and the Cleveland Browns?
Chargers all the way. Herbert is tough.
He definitely is. How about the Dolphins and the Jets?
Dolphins all the way.
Tua's going to be out for the month of October.
But Bridgewater, I think, is coming into play, so.
Former Viking, he'll probably do it. But how about the Steelers and the Bills?
I like to see the Steelers win, but I think the Bills are going to take them.
Josh Allen's something else, ain't he?
Oh, yes, he's real good.
He's a beast. He kind of reminds me of Vince Hoover. They're the same type of person.
Yeah, about the same height.
So how about the Seahawks and the Saints?
I'd say Seahawks.
Okay, we'll go with that. Titans and the Commanders. Would you have named your team the Commanders when it sounds so close to a long O sound at the end?
No, I wouldn't have. But I would take Tennessee.
That sounds good. How about the 49ers and the Panthers?
49ers all the way.
Yeah, Garoppolo's doing well. Cowboys and the Rams.
I'm not a Cowboys fan, so I got to go with the Rams.
I kind of agree with that. All right, the Eagles, the only left unbeaten team, and the Cardinals.
The Eagles.
Eagles, they're doing pretty well. 8:20 Sunday Night Football, Bengals and the Ravens.
I'd say the Ravens.
Joe Burrow, I think Joe Burrow might get him, but I tell you what, Lamar, he's like a running back in a quarterback's uniform.
Yes, he's real good, and he's fast, and throws the ball pretty good now.
He had a contract dispute. I hope it's handled by now.
Yeah, they need to pay him. It's time.
He's probably the best quarterback to get paid. How about the Raiders and the Chiefs? That's on Monday night.
Chiefs. Mahomes, he's just too good.
It's incredible. Did you see that play he made where he stopped?
Oh, yes. Just like he's out playing in the yard.
He invents stuff.
Oh, yes, he does.
Well, thank you, Kenny. That's all of them. I appreciate you coming up here. See what? This is laminated. Give that cheese to Kenny. He might want that for a cheesesteak. All right. Thank you very much. So the clock runs out. They're working right there. Appreciate Kenny coming up here and picking the NFL games. We try to do that every halftime at the tail end. We're going to set this down and plug back in. One moment, please. Okay, halftime is complete. Both teams are out on the field getting ready for opening kickoff for the second half. Like I was telling Kenny, before we got on the air thing, and I told him, I said, there are probably a lot of people probably shocked
that this score is 35-19 at halftime. Get the Blue Devils can put up a front to get some stops. So Blue Devils going to receive. There's the boot, end under end. Taken inside the 15 by Eli Carter. He'll go up the sideline. He'll go up the Western sideline to get out close to the 40.
Eli Carter, another field.
Close to the 40-yard line. Another good return by Eli Carter. 7 seconds off the board. Blue Devils going to put it in play actually at the 41. Ball's nosed up, 41-yard line. Got a halftime score texted in by my dad. I'm not sure if he's at the game, but he says the Huskies are in front of the Kings. Lewis Cass Kings 14-6 at halftime. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Trips to the left. Split out wide right is Goodrich. Then a handoff up the middle. Eli Carter is going to be stopped after a gain of a couple.
Going
to spy now to the 43-yard line. Ball's just inside the right hash. We've just begun the second half. Blue Devils took the second half kickoff. They're on second and 8 after a gain of 2 by Eli Carter. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Trips to the left. Split out wide right is Goodrich. That's Kenny's son. He did the halftime picks for the NFL. Going to drop the throw. Pass play. Fidel makes the reception. They're getting about a half yard shy of a first down. Nice. A block there by Isaiah Mahaney. Brings up Landon Fidel. He'll pick up good yardage. He'll pick up 7. It's going to be 3rd and 1. Ball is spotted at midfield right on the 50 from the left hash. Clock moving. 10:42 left. Third quarter. Play clocked at 12. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun quarterback. Thank you. Vince Hoover. He'll take it himself. He'll dive it across. He'll get close. Let's see if the spot is good. See if we're going to go with the whip. There's going to be a late flag. Late flag comes in. He might have had a first down. He did another unsportsmanlike conduct against Western. That is 3 in the ballgame. So it'll be a first down. The way they have it spotted, it would have been a first down anyway. Looking across the field right here, that's right where we're standing, upstairs. That's a good view up here, I will say. Very thankful to be able to see from up here. Going to mark off 15 yards after the run. They spot it down to the 34-yard line of Western. Blue Devils at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Trip to the left. Ball's in the middle of the field at the 34. Going to run a pick play right side, and Eli Carter's got room. Cornerback was back on defense and a lot of space there after the pitch. Eli Carter's going to pick up another first down. They're going to spot the ball here at the 21. At the 21-and-a-half-yard line, should say the 22. Got to admit, these hash marks, all the graphics, all the stripes on the field, they are true. They are true as true can be. I just see the Sheridan Blackhawk field this afternoon. I looked at it. The hash marks were really faint. I hope those officials could do the game pretty well. We'll see. So handoff, stop there, and he'll bounce off. Eli Carter bounces off the two-hole. He goes out right side. He gets in the end zone. Touchdown, Eli Carter, 22 yards out, 35-25. Point after, they're going to go for, they're going for 2. Coach Toll holds 2 fingers up. They're going to run an offensive play right here at the 3-yard line. Play comes in, Vince Hoover, he'll jog into the huddle. Play clock's at 20 seconds. Got to hustle up now. This is an untimed down, but the play clock still running. 11 seconds, 10 seconds, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Got the snap off. Looking to pass it, he's going to run himself, he's going to get it. Ben Cooper dropped back to pass. He was looking left side, Mahaney was covered. He flushed it up the middle. He dove it across the goal line, he got it. You got to admit, that drop in the pass, linebackers dropped off into coverage, opened up a space, and Ben Cooper found it. So 10:03 left, an 8-point ball game. One score and a 2-point conversion and a tie ball game. Tipton going to have to defend. They're going to play defense well. Opening going to be the first kickoff here in the second half to Western. 35-27. Tipton trailing by 8. Dakota Ferg going to boot the ball away. He's going to get the ball handed to him right now. He'll tee it up. Dakota Ferg has been slip kicking left side. Normally gets picked up by the D-back. That's Nepley. He's going to squib this one. Nepley picks it up at the 20. He'll go left side. He's out to the 30. He's going to use a block in front of him across the 40. Across the 45, and he'll be down to about the 48-yard line. Western territory. Good return. Mitchell Nepley was just riding his block in front of him. And that's the game of football. So they spot it, the 48-yard line, Western territory, from the left hash. Blue Devils going to line up on defense. They break huddle. Going to line up in a shotgun. Play clock begins. Game clock is at 9:54. Going to run a shift. They're going to hand off. Kyler Norman, right to left. He'll get to the sideline, he'll get moving, and Eli Carter will push him out of bounds. The two fastest guys on the field, Kyler Norman and Eli Carter. So he moves the ball well into Tipton territory at the Tipton 32-yard line. So shotgun formation once again, Mitchell Nepley. We're going to line up with fullback, that's Epp. Behind the right tackle. Wing, right side, that's Kyler Norman. Play. Pleat in the backfield. He carried the ball himself, that's Nepley. Nepley dives it forward, close to a first down. Maybe not quite. It's going to be second down and short for Western.
Second down and one.
Ball spotted. It's a 23-yard line of Tipton. Sutter Griffin going to get a break. Check out of the ball game. Blue Devils going to check back in with Chase Hussey, number 43. Shotgun formation. Epp behind the right guard. Eppley gets the snap. He'll take it himself. He'll go right side, 6-hole. He'll veer it outside. He'll get down inside the 20. Closer to the 15. He's at the 16-yard line. First down, Western. So they'll roll the clock, 9:07, clock moving. Play clock at 27. Check the sideline for the play. Signals in, they look at their wristbands. Play clock at 15. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Nepley. Deegan Priest, in the line up closer to the line of scrimmage. Tyler Norman in the backfield, he gets the handoff. He'll go right to left. He'll get to the 5-yard line. Ball might be loose. Might have come loose there. I didn't see any beanbags thrown. Norman going to get to the 5-yard line. First and goal, Western. Western yet to punt the football in this ballgame. That does happen once in a while. Not real common, but that does happen for high school football. So, Nepley looking at his wristband. He drop back his shotgun formation. Pleat in the backfield. Pleat going to move left side from right to left of Nepley. Take the snap. He's going to run the ball himself. Nepley 5-yard line, trying to break it across the goal line. Might not have got there. Might have been the half-yard line. It looked like Neville was going in. But the Blue Devils hit him with a pile and take him horizontally right down the goal line. He didn't make it. Second down goal. Ball's inside the one. Difficult task. Let's see if the Blue Devils are up for the task. Ball's at the half-yard line. Second down. Goal. Shotgun formation. Neppert. Cleek in the backfield. Takes a snap, he's going to run himself again. And Nepley has his fourth touchdown of the evening. And what might be five. But Nepley puts it across the goal line again. Senior class member plays second base for Ryan Berryman. Going to line up right here at the 10-yard line. Kylan Norman, the holder, puts the block down. Daglin Peek, junior class member, he's the kicker. Haven't seen him punt. It's going to be a long, bad snap. They're going to run fire. Trying to get this in the zone there. It's going to be intercepted. Knocked down. Couldn't get the reception. That was a bad snap. Had to pick it up. Had to run out of there, right side. It was the only guy on the whole field that could have his knee on the surface and get back up and still be live. But he had to bail out. The fire routine didn't go good right there for Western. Kylan Norman trying to pass it to the right corner of the end zone to Cade Epp. Cade Epp lost his footing. Blue Devils almost picked it off, but there would have been no return. So it's 41-27, a 14-point game. Couple of touchdowns, couple of extra points. Got to get a stop in there, maybe two for the Blue Devils. So I'm going to line it up right here on the left hash. Again, we're going to see number 15, Bridgley Seacree. Seacree, a sophomore kicker. 5'7", 145. He's going to back up about 6 or 7 yards. Not like Dakota Ferg. Whistle's been blown. He'll approach. End under end. Going to be taken. He's going to bounce. He's going to go out of bounds. Ball goes out of bounds. Once again, Blue Devils will have it at their own 35. They're spotting the flag for some reason. They're going to let us know. Yep, there it is. It's just a kick out of bounds. Three choices on that. The Blue Devils weren't going to make them back up and kick it again, and they weren't going to take the ball where it went out of bounds. It went out of bounds about the 30, so they'll take it 25 yards from where it was kicked off. They'll get it at the 35. Ball's at the right hash. Blue Devils shotgun formation. Straight behind Vince Hoover is Eli Carter. Trips to the left, and then short side of field is Goodrich. Shotgun snap. They're going to hand it off to Eli Carter. He'll cut it left. He'll break free. He's going to be shirt tackled right there by number one. That's Carter Jarvis. Carter Jarvis, he's a senior. He's a tight end and a linebacker. He sits 1-2-15. Carter Jarvis grabbed Eli's jersey and swung him down. About like how Tua got his second concussion. And I don't pronounce his last name too well, but Tua for the Miami Dolphins quarterback, he's going to be out pretty much for the month of October. Trips to the right. Ball's at the left hash. Ball spotted at the 32-yard line. So you guys got 37. You're going to pass it in the flat. We get a bubble screen to Spidell. He'll get it to the 40. Just across the 40-yard line. Strong arm pass. From Vince Hoover. Clock moving, 6:52, third quarter, 41-27. Both teams have scored here in the third quarter already. Both spotted at the 41-yard line, tipped in territory at the right hash. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover. Trips to the right at the short side of the field. Sutter Griffin in the backfield. for that wide left. Dropping the throw. He's looking to throw. He's going to roll right. Looking to throw. He's loose. He's going to run the ball himself. He'll tiptoe the sideline there in front of the Western bench. He'll get what he can. Vancouver avoided a couple of sacks in the backfield. Rolled out right. And that ball's going to be spotted. He's going to lose a yard. They'll back it up to the 40. It'll be 4th and 4. Blue Devils send out their punting unit. Eli Carter called upon to do the punting today. Number 11, that's Levi Burkett. He's on the sideline. I see him right down there. They're actually going to punt this ball away. Eli Carter is going to be a wide kick to the middle of the field. He's going to get a tip and roll. They're going to spot it down at the 34-yard line of Western. Sam Klein tosses it off the field, the ball. And Western inserts their football. 1st and 10, Western. 6:05 left, third quarter. Western 41, Gibson 27. Ball's nearly in the middle of the field. Play clock getting ready to start. Game clock will start on the snap. Didn't start the play clock yet. There it is. Play clock and eligible to snap the ball. So, Nepley going to take the snap. He'll go forward. He's going to get loose. He's going to get out near midfield. He'll be tackled and tripped up at the Western 49-yard line. Nepley putting some yards on his chart for this ball game. They roll the clock, 5:56. Shotgun formation, Nepley. Preak, the backfield. He'll block in front of Nepley. Can be a flag thrown and look like in the vicinity of a hold. Nepley going to get on out of bounds. For the moment, he has a gain of 7. They're going to call that on Tipton. Personal foul face mask on Tipton. Blue Devil's going to pick up the 15-yard face mask. So they'll mark that from the end of the run. So they'll mark it off, and they'll end up at about the 30-yard line of Tipton. It's going to be 1st and 10. It's going to be at the left hash at the 30-yard line. 1st and 10, Western, in Blue Devil territory. 5:44 on the game clock. Play went out of bounds. That was Nepley ran out of bounds. Clock will start on the snap. Play clock has not begun yet. They've blown the whistle to 20 seconds now. Shotgun formation. Nepley, he'll roll, he'll run it again left side. He's going to get by the defenders, trying to catch up to him. Couldn't get him. Was Isaiah Mahaney trying to knock him out of bounds? Couldn't get him. And Nepley has another touchdown on the evening. So Nepley have 6 or 5?
I don't know.
No idea. I can't count that high. But he's got maybe 6 touchdowns on the evening. Maybe 5, so they're going to line up for extra point. Norman the holder. Danklin Creek, the kicker. You're going to kick it. Low elevation, you're going to go left of the goalpost, left on the upright. And Danklin Creek is human. So he doesn't get that extra point. It's 47-27. Blue Devils trail by 20. We're in the third quarter. 5:37 left. A lot of time left in a high school game. We're getting ready for kickoff. And again, we'll remind you, the IHSAA Boys Football 50th State Tournament Pairing Show is going to happen this Sunday. Sunday the 9th. It's going to be a 5 p.m. start. It'll be 2 hours. It will stream exclusively on IHSAATV.org. It'll be hosted by Bob Ledwin and Paul Condry. After the pairing show, you can go to IHSAA.org to see the pairings if you missed the show. Again, that's on Internet TV, IHSAATV.org, The Perry Show. It's this Sunday, the 9th, for high school varsity football postseason. Ball goes out of bounds again. He's kicking from the left hash. He's right-footed. Why wouldn't he kick from the middle or the left hash? I mean, the right hash. Huh. Three times it's gone out of bounds. So they'll bring the ball back to the 35-yard line. The illegal procedure. If you were it went out of bounds, they might back him up, make him kick it again. I think they are. Maybe that ball didn't go out of bounds inside the 35. Not sure here. Yep, they're going to kick it again. 15, Bridgely Seacree. Where's number 15? Let's see where they spot the ball on the 40-yard line. They're going to put it back at the left hash. Right-footed kicker. Let's see what he does this time. Three times he's gone out of bounds. This is the only time Coach Toll has made them back up. Well, if they're kicking it out of bounds, why didn't they back up? There we go. He's going to put the block back on the 35. They almost let him kick it from the 40 again. Almost did. Wow. It's a varsity game. 5:37 on the game clock. Going to line it up at the 35. Left hash. Bridgely Seacree, sophomore, number 15 for Western. Here comes the approach. There's the boot. He'll take it towards the middle of the field. It'll bounce twice. Going to get by the feet of Eli Carter. He'll run it out of there. He's going to be tackled down at the 20-yard line. Ball got through the legs of Carter. Tried to pick up a hard ground ball, in lack of better terms. And it was difficult to handle. He had to back up about 5 yards. Make the run back. He got back to the 20. So Blue Devils going to take over. First and 10. 80 yards away from Pater. 47-27. Western in front. Line up in a shotgun. Single man in the backfield is Carter. He's to the right. A little bit deeper than Ventura. Trips to the left. Split out wide right is Goodrich. Dropping the throw. He's going to look. Going to go up the seam. Long pass to Mahaney. A little bit of hand fighting there. Nothing going on. Ball comes in. Incomplete. That was Isaiah Mahaney, the freshman, running the go route, being defended by Mitchell Nepley, the senior. Ball hit the surface. It's second down, 10. The play comes into the huddle. Vince Hoover distributes the play. Play clock at 14. Blue Devils are at the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Vince Hoover straight behind him. Now to his right, a little bit deeper. Eli Carter. He's got stacked left side. They're going to hand off to Carter. He'll dive it left. He'll dive it back to the middle of the field. They're going to bring him down to the surface. Carter trying to stay up. Almost got the whistle. He was digressing on the field. He's a positive gain. He'll take it out to the 27-yard line. Third down, 3. Ball's at the left hash. Blue Devils break huddle. Play clock at 18. Going to stack way out wide right. Shotgun formation, tight end, double tight, single man in the backfield. Going to hand it off to Eli Carter. He didn't get it. He's about a half yard shy, maybe a yard shy. It's going to be fourth down. Blue Devils going to need to make a decision. They're probably going to send out, and they are going to send out their running unit. Fourth down, 1. That's a true 1. Ball's at the left hash. Vince Hoover back in the huddle. Let's see what they're going to do. They're going to go for it. Not a bad call. 47-27. Clock moving. 4:15 left. Vince Hoover under center. You know he's going to dive it. Vince Hoover going to take the stage. He's going to dive it right side. They go two hole, and they're going to spot him. They're going to move the pile. It's going to be a first down. They allow that moving of the pile. They used to call that aiding the runner. But they allow that to happen anymore. Some of the guys say, well, I'm not really pushing my running back or my quarterback. I'm pushing the guy behind him trying to tackle him. So that's not truly aiding the runner. I don't know what they do anymore, but they allow that to happen. He just got over the 30. It's first and 10. Vince Hoover, he went A-gap right side, just to the right of Sam Klein. Shotgun formation. Twins to the right. Missed the handoff. Turned the wrong way, or Eli Carter went the wrong way, and Vince Hoover had to take it himself. He got about a half a yard gain on the play. So second down, I'm going to call it nine, second and nine coming up for the Blue Devils. Clock at 3:15 left here in the third quarter. 47-27, Western in front. Blue Devil huddle. A break huddle. Play clocks at 12. Second and nine. Ball near the middle of the field at the 31-yard line. Tipton territory. Low snap. He'll hand off to Eli Carter. He'll dive it forward. They'll stop him there near the 33-yard line. It's going to be third down, seven. It's spotted at the 33, about the 33-and-a-half. Third down, seven for the Blue Devils. The Bray Tuttle in unison. Clap their hands. 17 seconds on the play clock. There's the line of scrimmage. Split out wide right is Mahaney. Wide left is Goodrich. Double tight end. Shotgun formation. Oh, got an early movement. He knew he did it.
Glad on the play.
Senior number 81. He's entitled. First time all season I've seen that happen. He's entitled. Split back at a five. At the 29-yard line. It's going to be third down and about 12. Call third and 11. Game clock at 2:02. It's moving. Play clock at 18 seconds. We're going to line up three receivers to the right. They got a tight end right, slot right. Tight end left is Spidell. Shotgun snap, dropping the throw. He's going to go right side, trying to hit him, and they do. Goodrich makes good on the offside penalty on the illegal procedure. Goodrich makes a good catch in front of the six over there by the Western sideline. So a good call, and I'm glad him feel pretty good after illegal procedure. Kind of a bummer, but they line him up and complete the pass and move the chains. Ball spotted out to the 43-yard line. Blue Devil territory, shotgun formation, slot, left, tight end, double tight. They go single man in the backfield, they'll hand off to Eli Carter. They go right to left, he's loose. He's going to hit across the 50, inside the 45, inside the 40. They're going to drag him down, and they're going to get a flag in there for a possible face mask. They just drag him down. They don't do the fundamental tackles. They just drag him down. So flag comes in from the West line judge, talking it over with the umpire. They're going to say a horse collar is going to be the call. Then they're going to call a face mask. It's going to be a face mask. They're going to walk off 15 more from the end of the run. So they'll go to about the 21-yard line. Blue Devils will have it first and 10. They're spotted at the left hash. 1:33 left. Chains move. Clock is rolling. 22 seconds on the play clock. Shotgun formation. Eli Carter in the backfield. Stacked. Right side split out. Double tight end. Low snap. He'll throw it right side. Against Goodrich. Goodrich going to pick up one. Got one block out front by Mahaney, but there were two defenders. Goodrich makes another reception. He picks up one. 1:02 left. Clock moving. It's inside a minute. Second down, 9 from the 20. Ball spotted at the right hash. Could be stacked receivers far left. Mahaney and Goodrich. Double tight end. Running double tight end is going to have to get that extra blocking. They're going to fake the handoff to Eli Carter. Vince Hoover going to dive it forward. He'll pick up a couple, maybe 3. Going to be a third down play coming up. They're going to spot him at the 18-yard line. It's going to be third down 6. Game clock at 18. It's rolling. Looks like the Blue Devils are going to let it roll out. It's underneath the play clock. Play clock at 15. Game clock at 9. So they'll empty out the quarter. They'll finish this game. Fourth quarter is going to be over at the other end of the field. They'll spot it at the 18. At the south end of the new synthetic field turf field. Right here at Tipton Sports Complex. So, they're taking a breather right now. And good game in the works right here. We'll pick up with Class 4A where we left off. We talked about Coach Nate Andrews. He's the current coach for the Northwood football team, Northwood Panthers. He's working in year number 9 there. He did coach 2 years at Western High School. 2012-2013. That was number 5 in Class 4A. Number 6 in 4A is New Prairie Cougars. They're 7-0. They're sectional number 17. Number 7 is Evansville Greets. They're 7-0. They're sectional 24. Number 8 is Martinsville Artesians. They're 6-1. They're sectional 23. Number 9 is Mooresville Pioneers. They're also number 9 in the media poll. They're 5-2. They're sectional 21. Number 10 is Brevus Jesuit Braves. They're 4-2. They did not play on September the 2nd. They're sectional number 21. Number 11 is Columbia City Eagles. They're 6-1, sectional 19. Number 12 is Logansport Berries. They're 6-1, sectional 18. And tied at number 13 is Evansville Memorial Tigers at 4-3 and Mount Vernon Marauders at 4-3. Blue Devils, shotgun formation, stacked far left. Double tight end, single man in the back of Eli Carter. He'll get the handoff. He'll start 3-hole, he'll veer it out 5-hole, he's loose. He's going to go in for a touchdown. 18-yard run, Eli Carter. Avoiding all tacklers. Not sure he got touched. He might have been fingernail touched, but that's about it. Eli Carter from 18 yards out. 47-33. Blue Devils out for the 1-point conversion, the kick variety. Going to line up right there. Set to kick. Dakota Ferb is a good hold by Conaway. Lost the handle, had to put it down a second time. Ball's going to get blocked. Got blocked right there, couldn't get the kick away. So Blue Devils, not sure what they'll do, but they'll score again and might see the two-point conversion. Two-point conversion might be the way to go. We're going to talk about this right now on the sideline, getting ready to kick off. And again, we'll mention IHSAA football sectional dates. Class 5A and 6A will play 2 weeks. They'll skip the 21st of October. They'll play on the 28th and November 4th. And then Class 1A, 2A, 3A, and 4A will play all 3 dates. Sectional will begin on October 21st. They'll play on the 28th. And the sectional final will be on November 4th. The Blue Devils get ready to kick off. right in the middle of the field. Dakota Ferg going to place the ball. Late substitution for the Blue Devils. Everything's fine. 11:52 left here in the fourth quarter. Western 47, Tipton 33. There's the boot. Quick kick front line. He got the handle on it. It took him three attempts to grease that ball out of the air. And a pretty good play right there. Front line, K to F, number 12. Senior athlete made a good stop right there. It was like a really hard kick, onside kick. But it wasn't probably an onside kick. It was just a squib kick. And F got a hand on it, and he had to spike that ball through the ground before the Blue Devils got it. Ball spotted at the 43 of Western. Shotgun formation, Netley. Take the ball, he'll carry it right side. He'll try to find loose area, and he did. He got loose, and he's up the sideline, the Western sideline, going to be pushed out of bounds by Isaiah Mahaney, right near the 20-yard line. It'll be a 38-yard run for Mitchell Netley. Mitchell Netley, he is stacking on the yards. No idea what he's done on the ground so far in this game. We'll find out after the game. So back to the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Bunch technique. Epp lining up behind the right guard. Might be the right tackle, right split the difference. We're going to take the handoff. Tyler Norman. He'll keep the ball himself again. That's Netley. He's inside the 15. Let me spot it near the 12.5 yard line. I'm going to call him a gain of 7. Second down 3. Checking the wristbands of Western Panthers. Shotgun formation. Play clock hasn't started yet. They could eat a lot of clock right here if they want to, and they may. They might as well eat some clock here since the play clock didn't start. But no, they're going to snap it. 10:55, clock moving, going to snap it. The play clock was at 29. Going to move it right side. Going to get him down near the 6-yard line, double check that. Going to call it right outside the 5. First and goal for Western from the right hash. Got it laying right on top of the 6-yard line marker right there, the hash mark. They roll the clock, 22 on the play clock, 10:32 on the game clock. Western wanted to take some time right here. They could. They snapped it on 29 seconds from the play clock with the clock moving on the last snap. Shotgun formation, Netley. Inside handoff, they're going to give it back to Tyler Norman. He's got some speed. He's going to race into the corner. He gets inside the pylon. Touchdown. Tyler Norman, sophomore athlete. He's got the wheels. 53-33. Norman brings the ball out. Tosses it to the ref. Gets spotted right there at the 3-yard line. They're going to go for 2. Nope, they're going to go for the kick. Declan Pleek going to kick it away. Last week, 55-20, Western got the win over Northwestern. Here comes the snap. Kyler Norman, he kicked up and is wide left. It was a line drive. It would have barely got above the crossbar, but it was wide left. No good. 53-33. Back to a 20-point advantage for Western. 10:09 left here in the fourth quarter. And a good game in the works. A lot of folks might not have thought it was going to be this good. It is good. And we'll mention that new slogan for the IHSAA. Keeping education in front of athletics. And high school sports in Indiana teach life lessons that go beyond the playing field. Keeping education in front of athletics. So getting ready to kick off. Western Panthers. Talk a little bit about the Carroll Cougars. Carroll Cougars, that's the home school. That's where Coach Alex Stewart went to high school. Carroll Cougars in the coaches poll, they're number 5. In the media poll, they're number 5. This is Class 1A. Carroll Cougars tonight are playing Clinton Prairie. They're 5-2. And I will mention, the least margin of victory, the least margin of victory for Carroll Cougars this year, 26 points. It must be pretty good. Here comes the kick by Seacreek. Kick it towards the middle of the field. It'll bounce once and get to the back row. Taking it to 19 by Eli Carter. He's on the move. He's out to the 35-yard line. Up to the 35, they'll spot it. Blue Devils will take over first and 10. 10:04 left, fourth quarter. Clock stopped for change of possession. We had a middle school game this week. The official, the umpire, did allow change of possession. He didn't start the clock. That's pretty uncommon in middle school, but I think those middle school guys, they practice well enough during the week. They should get a real game. Hope they change that rule. Shotgun formation, Vince Hoover, single man in the backfield. Stacked right side, they'll hand off. Eli Carter, he'll bear it out left side. Hole was plugged up there about the one hole. Eli Carter immediately went outside. He picked up 10 yards. He'll pick up. Now they're going to spot it just short. Nope, they're going to spot it on the line, first down. Tell you what, when you use an east line judge and a west line judge, pretty hard to get the same spot from both of them. So they spot it right here at the left hash. 45-yard line, Blue Devil territory. Clock stops at 9:58. Eli went out of bounds. Shotgun, or pass it. Right side, tipped, still caught by Isaiah Mahaney. He'll get forward progress to the 45 of Western. Isaiah Mahaney getting ready for his next 3 seasons. Isaiah Mahaney, pretty good ball player. He's got hands like glue. 9:44, clock moving. Ball spotted, nosed up to the Western Panther 43-yard line. Ball spotted just inside the right hash. Slot left in the slot. It's Goodrich. Split out wide left is Isaiah Mahaney. Double tight end. He'll hand off up the middle. Eli Carter, he'll fight to get back to the line of scrimmage. That's about all he'll get. So help him back up to the surface. From the Western Panthers. Right there in on the shackle. Trey Conaway, senior, number 58, and 53, Brock Frazier. He's a junior class member. Ball, same spot right there, just inside the right hash. Clock moving, 8:50 left, fourth quarter. 53-33, Western in front. Tipton at the Western 45. Pass play, looking left. Going to roll out right. Going to pick up a block there. Going to let it go. Going to throw it away. Threw the ball away. Vince Hoover living for another down. Didn't want to get sacked. Threw the ball away. Got it close enough. Within 10 yards of the would-be receiver. Let me bring it back. He spotted at the 45 once again. Clock stopped. Incomplete pass. 8:35 on the scoreboard. 53-33. Western in front of Tipton. East Division matchup. Final game in the East Division for both teams. Western currently 3-0. Tipton trying to climb back from 1-2. Going to step up, going to be a sack in the backfield. Looking for a receiver. Both receivers were not breaking off the route to come back. Quarterback in trouble. You got to break your route off and come straight back to the quarterback. So Ben Hoover going to walk off the side to the sideline. He'll take a breather. He'll get ready for defensive end duties. He's having a conversation right now with Coach Shear. Ball spotted at the Blue Devil 48-yard line. Back to punt is Eli Carter. Good snap. Real good. Boot out of there, low elevation. Going to bounce a few times. Going to bounce hard. Picked up at the 18 on the return is Netley. He'll be tackled from behind. So Netley, the ball carrier. I take that back. That was Deglin Peek. Deglin Peek on the return, number 9. Deglin Peek tackled from the backside. That could not be good. He's making it. Made his way back to the tailback position. But that's not good on the ankles to be tackled from behind. So ball spotted at the Western 33-yard line. First and 10 Western. 7:41 on the game clock. It'll start on the snap. First and 10. Play clock at 14. There's the line of scrimmage. Shotgun formation. Mitchell Netley. To call the keys. He'll take the snap. He'll run it himself. He'll go right side. About 6 holes. Flag comes in. Going to throw a flag in on the play. It's about where offensive holding would happen. They throw the flag. They try to throw it where it happened. You know they can't always get that done. Nobody came over to spot the flag.
Holding on Western.
Holding Western Panthers. They'll back it up 10 yards from where the hold took place. So they'll use the flag spot. He's not spotting it. He's going to pick it up, put it back in his pocket. So they're both walking it off. Let's see if they end up at the same location. Two officials, they'll drop it right there, about the 21-and-a-half-yard line. It's going to be first down over, first and about 22. Let's check in the wristband. That's Mitchell Netley. Play clock is 10. Shotgun formation, single man in the backfield is Deglin Peek. Going to hand off inside, hand off once again to Kyler Norman. Kyler Norman right there at the 33-yard line. And tackle made by Tipton. Right next door, seemingly they were wanting a face mask. I wasn't sure it was a face mask. If they're going to get back inside the original 6, it's going to be 2nd down and 9. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Netley. Play clock at 16. They're going to eat some clock. They should have been eating clock long before this play. They're going to snap it inside about 5 seconds to go. Flag comes in after the snap. Mitchell Netley going to take it to the 37. It's going to be illegal shift. Two men moving at the same time during the snap. So 6:28, they'll back it up.
Illegal shift.
So they'll back it up. 5-yard mark off. They'll put it back to the 29-yard line. It'll be 2nd down once again. 2nd down, 15. Let's check the wristbands. See the line of scrimmage. Ball's at the 29-yard line, Western Territory. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Netley. Deglin Peek in the backfield to his left. Double tight end. They got a wing right. Kyler Norman. They'll get the handoff to Kyler Norman again. Blue Devils right there to stop him after a gain of 1. Norman with the wheel stopped right there by the Blue Devils. The left hash, the 30-yard line. It's 3rd down, 13. So F goes over. He picks up the signals right there. He checked their wristbands. F's going to line it up right there. That's KDF, the fullback. Tailback back there. It's a new gentleman. Shotgun snap. Fatal. Going to roll right. Does Mitchell Netley. He's going to let one go down the sideline. Going to be off the fingertips. Couldn't bring it in. Two guys pretty much in the same area. 4 defensive backs right there. Somebody ran the wrong route. So off the fingertips. and it's going to be fourth down. We're going to see a punt by the Western Panthers. Deglin Pleak is the punter. He's the extra point kicker. He's the field goal kicker. He returns kickoffs, and he returns punts. Deglin Pleak, number 9, the junior for Western. He'll boot it middle of the field. Fair catch called for by Eli Carter at the 38-yard line of Tipton. So the Blue Devils are going to put the ball in play. 5 minutes, 12 seconds left here in the fourth quarter. 53-33. Blue Devils looking to put a score in. So ball spotted back at the 38. Vince Hoover getting the signal, getting the call right there. He'll leave the presence of Dustin Shear. He'll jog back to the huddle. Play clock starts, 23 seconds, counting. Game clock will start on the snap. 5:12 left, fourth quarter. Blue Devils middle of the field at their own 38-yard line. Empty backfield, shotgun, Vancouver. Slot right, split left. A stop play prior to. And Western calls a timeout. Oh, evidently, didn't have defensively set like they wanted. So Blue Devils will talk this over. Blue Devils might have had a good opportunity there, but Coach Alex Stewart sniffed it out, called timeout prior to. So again, we'll mention this Sunday, the 9th of October at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, two-hour program. That's the Perry Show for the state tournament for boys football. This is the 50th Perry Show, 50th state tournament, IHSAA. You can stream it live exclusively on IHSAATV.org. The hosts are Bob Level and Paul Condry. After the Perry Show, you can go to IHSAA.org to see the pairings if you missed the show. Empty backfield. Slot left, split right, Eli Carter. He passes to Carter in the flat. He'll pick up about 4 yards on the play. He'll come back to the football. He'll go to the surface to make the catch. They get a pat on the back from Kyler Norman. 30 seconds on the game on the play clock. Game clock at 4:52. Game clock running. Gain of 4, second down 6. Going to line up stacks left side up on the line of scrimmage. Isaiah Mahaney. Behind him, Zane Goodrich. Take him in the backfield. Eli Carter, he'll get the handoff. He'll go left. He'll peer back outside, and he's going to get tackled right there after probably a loss of 1. He tried to find some open area. It's plugged up right there in the A-gap left side of the center. He's going to lose 1. He'll get back to the original stick. It's going to be 3rd down and 10. Game clock, 4:05. It's counting. Fourth quarter, Tipton High School. Next week, going to be the crossover game. In all likelihood, Tipton will host Rensselaer Central. We'll double-check that, find out next week. Long pass. Looking for Eli Carter. To be intercepted by Mitchell Nepley. Nepley going to run it back across the 50. Inside the 45. He'll be pushed out near the 40 of Tipton. Flags came in on the Tipton side of the 50-yard line. The interception happened about the 30-yard line. The Western Territory. They're going to call flag on Western during the return. It's going to be a push in the back on the return. And Western is going to keep the football. And one official's getting ready to walk it off the wrong way. And then double check. Yeah, they are going to walk it off the correct way, Meyer. And they're going to walk it back 10 yards. They'll put it at the 44-yard line of Western. And Western will keep the football after the interception by Mitchell Nepley. There's double coverage there. Difficult pass to get in. They lost with one up. Vince Hoover trying to find Eli Carter. And Mitchell Netley came up with the football. Ball spotted at the 44-yard line. Western Territory, 3:37 left on the game clock. Play clock begins. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Netley. Inside handoff, Tyler Norman to get across the 50-yard line. He'll be met right there by Eli Carter. He'll be met well as Goodrich comes in to help on the stop. And Isaiah Mahaney. Ball goes across the 50. It's inside the 45. It's going to be marked at the 44-yard line. Tipped in territory. Ball's at the left hash. Play clock moving. Game clock 3:18 and moving. Play clock at 15. Tyler Norman going to line up. Wing right side. Shotgun formation. Beglin Peak in the backfield. Calling the cadence. Mitchell Netley. The hand off the pre. The crossover. They go four or two hole right side from the left halfback position. To get a positive gain. Not a whole lot. He'll pick up two. They'll mark it at the 42-yard line. Second down, 8. 2:40, clock moving. Left here in the fourth quarter. Going to line up in the shotgun once again. Cade Knepp. He's a fullback. He's behind the right guard position. Line up in the fullback. They're going to shift now. He'll move up to the left tackle position. Yep, they'll hand off. Right to left. Ball carrier is Tyler Norman. He'll be pushed out of bounds. Pushed out by Zane Goodrich. Cornerback. They'll bring the ball back in. Ball went out of bounds. Clock is stopping at 2:15. 39 yards from the 34-yard line of Tipton. It's spotted up at the left hash. Checking the wristband. Play clock at 18. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Methlin. Beglin Peak in the backfield to the left side of Netley. Netley calling for the cadence. Calling the snap, he'll take it. And Beglin Peak. Looking for a hole, he'll dive forward. He's going to pick up some yardage, not a whole lot. A gain of about one.
Gain of one.
Second down, 9. Clock moving inside 2 minutes. 1:55, clock moving. Ball spotted at the left hash. Tipton territory at the Tipton 33-yard line. Net behind the right guard. Right behind him, a couple yards off the ball. Shotgun formation, Mitchell Netley. He'll eat some clock. Play clock at 5. He'll snap it at 4. He'll hand off left to right to Beglin Peak. He'll get outside. He'll break contain. He's got a first down. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. Right there by the blue down. Eli Carter. Going to throw a flag. Late flag. They're throwing a lot of flags in this ballgame. There's another one. Two flags come in, and they're going to call the first unsportsmanlike against Tipton. But they threw two, and they were different flags. Unsportsmanlike Tipton. Unsportsmanlike Western, they're going to offset.
Offsetting unsportsmanlike.
1:24 on the game clock. So they just use the run. They'll spot the ball like nothing happened. No flags like nothing happened. So they'll move the chains, 1st and 10, ball's at the 16-yard line, Blue Devil territory at the right hash. 1:24 left. Let's see if Western just wants to follow on this. Probably not. They're going to go into shotgun. Yeah, they might go into a kneel-down technique. They've got a different set in the backfield. They've got two wing backs and one deep back. Mitchell Medley's going to take a kneel-down from the shotgun. They'll take a kneel down at the 10, or excuse me, the 20. They'll spot the ball there at the 20. They're going to run the clock out. That's a pretty good sportsmanship type of way to do it right here from Coach Alex Stewart. They could have tried to put this ball in the end zone and maybe could have succeeded. 53-33, evidently going to be the final score in this ball game. Mitchell Methley letting the clock roll. Play clock at 14, game clock at 54. So they got to snap it one more time, at least one. It's like to go to 40 on the play clock. But they go under center this time. Mitchell Methley, he's got protection behind him. He'll take a kneel down. Clock's at 40. They start the clock at 40. So they barely don't have to snap it, but it's barely. About a half a second off. Snap is not going to be necessary. Game clock is 26 seconds. It's rolling. Both teams are jogging off the field to their respective sidelines, and they're going to walk across before the clock even empties out. 14 seconds left. They've begun their approach across the 50-yard line to pass on pleasantries to each other, shake hands. But 2 seconds, 1 second, game is now over. And they're both halfway across the field with each other. Final score, Western 53.
Yeah,
Tipton 33. Next week, the Western Panthers will host the West Lafayette Red Devils. The Blue Devils will be here.
The word from Mr. Degler is Central. So if that is incorrect, you can send all the
press. Rensselaer Central. I think he said Clinton Central.
Yes, he got paid well. Have a great night.
So Blue Devils going to be home next week. We believe it's Rensselaer Central. We thank you for tuning in. We thank my wife back home for sound check. We thank my dad for texting in a score. Let's see if he's texted in any other ones. Got a more double check there. Nope. So we do thank you for tuning in. And until next week, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching and the learning, don't let it go. Keep the fire burning.